Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone. It is Friday, June 1st, 2012, and we are in the midst of exposing the cockroach globalists out in Bilderberg, Chantilly. It is Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly 3.0. This is the third time they've been there, and we are exposing them. This is going to be the biggest protest yet. If you're listening to my voice and you live within 200 miles of Chantilly, you can be there in 3 hours. 3 hours, and you could be part of the global exposing. You could do it right now. There's tons of activists there from all over the country. Alex Jones with his crew is there. Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Richard Reeves. There's Adam Kokesh. RT is also there. We Are Change from all over. There's We Are Change chapters from all over. Occupy Portland is there. Activists from all over the country are descending upon Chantilly, Virginia, and you could be a part of it. You can get in your car right now and head over there and be a part of it, because today is going to be the big day. They're having a protest, I believe, at 6 p.m. They want to surround the entire grounds, and they need a lot of people to do it. So get over there. We've got some big news. This is coming from one of Jim Tucker's sources, and we're going to play this video later. Alex is going to introduce it and play it. Insider, and this is on InfoWars right now. Bilderberg members share Ron Paul death wish, and this is from Paul Joseph Watson. During a heated conversation in the lobby at the Westfields Marriott yesterday, Bilderberg members expressed their desire to see Ron Paul die in a plane crash, according to veteran journalist Jim Tucker's inside source. So you can go. We have a video about that as well on the Alex Jones channel, and you could check that out. The shocking exchange took place just after Bilderberg attendees started arriving yesterday morning as they were driven through crowds of hundreds of Paul-supporting demonstrators. Wasting no time to shout their mouths off, one Bilderberg member expressed his desire to get Ron Paul and all of his supporters on an airplane with a Muslim suicide pilot and take them down. Well, I think you're going to have a problem, because there's a lot more than one plane full of Ron Paul supporters. And if you did that, it would energize the movement to a degree that you couldn't even imagine. Just like when they struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi, he became more powerful. Tucker explained that the Bilderbergers are increasingly irate at the resistance among patriotic Americans to their program, with protest figures rising at each annual confab. And here's a quote. The program planned by Bilderberg has been set back for years, and every year it gets worse, and every year they get more depressed, and every year they get more outraged. We're winning, they are losing. Last night we showed a picture of a young, I guess, David Rockefeller. If y'all could find that from last night and throw that up. We called him the face of Bilderberg, the uncle of death, David Rockefeller. I mean, the man looks like he has red blood pouring out of his eyes. He's so old and decrepit, and now he is shambling through the halls of the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, and you could be there. You can get in a car right now and head up there. We're going to be back, and we're going to have a whole bunch more stuff coming up today. We've got some videos we're going to show you of We Are Change confronting Rothschild and Ted Turner. I want to go into this. Yesterday, when Alex arrived on scene, there was an attempt of ambush journalism by some Tucker Carlson cronies. They stuck a mic up in Alex's face and they said, "How much money are you making off of all this?" Like, that was the big deal. That was the most important thing, that Alex Jones is a successful businessman. That's what he is, and that's what America is all about. It's all about hard work. Alex Jones works harder than probably 100% of this country. The man doesn't stop. He has many outlets now. He's got a huge staff, and all we do is work on this stuff. We work on bringing you information. So if that's a crime, I stand guilty, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud to be guilty of exposing globalists. And we're going to be right back with more. Alex Jones will be up soon. It's InfoWars.com, The Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew, sitting in.
The The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you may be in this world, we are confronting Bilderberg in Chantilly, Virginia. It is Bilderberg 2012. The biggest protest yet is going on right now. And this is, you're watching live video of Alex Jones. He was just bullhorning the Bilderbergers behind their, they're hiding behind a fence, and now they've erected black in front of that fence so you can't see in at all. It's at least 8 feet high, and there's cops driving by. It looks like cops are giving people tickets. Now, I talked to Alex this morning, and he said that cops were ticketing people just for stopping and letting people out, and looks like that's happening now. So we're getting video of that. This is totally ridiculous. The cops obviously don't understand that their pension funds are going to be raided, that their children are being subjected to poisons via fluoride in the water, via the vaccines, via the chemtrails. They don't realize they're protecting the people who are in charge of this right now by going along with these ridiculous orders. These are not orders that they have to follow. These are orders where they could actually stand down and not ticket people and not waste taxpayers' time and expense. And if I was someone who got a ticket and did not live in Virginia, I wouldn't pay it. I would keep it. I would let them send all the little mail they want to send me, keep that expense going, keep it happening. I wouldn't pay it at all, because it's unjust and it's ridiculous. And they're stopping people in parking lots that says the parking lot says private property. The cops are pulling in. You have to have the property owner specifically on each account say this person is trespassing. You can't just have a blanket no trespassing set up unless you put no trespassing signs. If it says private property, you could park your car there and only the property owner can have it towed. The cop can't just say, hey, we're going to have this towed, unless they have express permission from the property owner. So that's all going on now. Alex Jones was bullhorning a second ago during the commercial break. He's right now he's holding up something. We've got two streams going at once right now. We're really taking the technology to the next level. You can go to our featured stories page, and we have Bilderberg live video and Bilderberg breaking news. And you can check both of those out for all the latest stuff that we're posting, that other activists are posting. I know pretty soon we're going to have a photo page coming up that we're working on right now. And as soon as that gets posted, I will let you know. It's going to have posts of our photos of the people who were coming in yesterday who have been identified as Bilderbergers. In fact, there's one right now they're showing into the camera. Are we getting any audio there at all? Can we listen to any of that? Well, all right, we're going to pull that up for a second and listen to what they're talking about.
They'll put it in the Guardian and do a great job. Let me get a photo of this and I'll Twitter it out. And real Alex Jones right now.
Okay. It doesn't seem like they're saying much. Alex Jones is gathering intel. There's a lot of great activists out there. I saw Dan Dix out there, Jason Burmis, Luke Radowski, Adam Kokesh, Matt Medina, all over the United States and all over Canada. People are descending upon Chantilly. So if you are sitting in your couch right now, if you are at work, even plan on getting off early, tell the boss, you got a case of the Bilderbergers and you got to step out, get to Chantilly, be part of this movement. We are the people's media and we have to expose these people, because if we don't do it, no one else is going to do it. You know, the Washington Times barely posted something about it yesterday. The Washington Post didn't post anything. They were more concerned about showing up at the White House. And I figured out why, because Donald E. Graham, chairman and CEO of the Washington Post Company, is on the list of attendees that was released yesterday on Infowars.com. That also made Drudge. They put the official list out as well. There's a whole bunch of names on there. Garry Kasparov, the chess player. This guy could be in line to unseat Putin, because Putin seems to be one of the few, like him or not, that is going against the global regime. He's got his own little mafia, and he wants to be king. So we're definitely going to see stuff going in that way.
The network. I'm going to find out what's going on with them right now.
It says, you have video. Your life just let us know when you want to throw to audio. I've been wanting to go audio the whole time, guys. I mean, that's my whole point, is that's what we do. I'm going to try this on air. You guys can just throw to us on the street whenever you want. You just throw to us to the street whenever you want. Like when something interesting's happening, you just throw it to us on air. I mean, it's like hundreds of times I've said that. It's like, I don't know what else I can do. I guess we'll just do it at Ustream ourselves and just forget the radio show. I mean, it doesn't exist.
Hey, thanks for doing it. That Roku channel is awesome. Actually, I watch it on my big screen TV every day. You're live in my living room. It's a little strange, but, you know.
Get off your ass and protest.
Who's doing the radio show?
I don't even know. Let's just stop streaming.
Okay, it looks like they cut one of the streams right now. We're going to be back with them as soon as they go live. We're having a couple technical issues. We're trying to communicate with them via cell phone text, we also have a two-way signal that's running back to them when they have the headphones on, which I don't know if anybody is wearing the headphones, but we will be back with more of that coverage of Bilderberg live. I'm going to go in through a couple articles now. This is out of the BBC. Venezuela bans private gun ownership. Venezuela has brought a new gun law into effect, which bans commercial sale of firearms and ammunition. Until now, anyone with a gun permit could buy firearms from a private company. Under the new law, only army, police, and certain groups like security companies, you could scratch out security companies and put thugs, will be able to buy arms from the state-owned weapons manufacturer and importer. This ban is the latest attempt by the government to improve security and cut crime ahead of elections in October. Venezuela saw more than 1,800 murders last year, and the capital, Caracas, is thought to be one of the most dangerous cities in Latin America. That's because they ban handguns, because only criminals will then have handguns. They obviously haven't learned, and they obviously don't have a Second Amendment. And the government has been running a gun amnesty in the run-up to the introduction of the new law to encourage people to give up their illegal arms without fear of consequence. Yeah, you're definitely not going to get put on a list for that. One member of the public in Caracas told BBC, they're killing people every day. The law is important, but they need to do more. They're not doing enough now. See, that's the problem. The people in Caracas have been domesticated. They are not fans of private gun ownership, and they're not exercising that right they have to defend themselves. That's a God-given right. You have the right to defend yourself, and if guns are what's available, then that's what you should have. Back when they had swords, they made it illegal to carry swords, for the peasants to carry swords, and now it's guns. So they're gonna keep ratcheting up these laws and ratcheting up these laws because they want to do away with guns. They only want police and army to have guns because then they can do whatever they want. Then they can run in, trample people down, spray the whole area with machine gun fire, and nobody can defend themselves. And that's the way the governments of this world like it. They like it to be that way. Several Latin American countries have murder rates far higher than the global average of 6.9 murders per 100,000 people. According to a recent United Nations report, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean have the highest rates of murder by firearms in the world. Interesting. It is found over 70% of all homicides in South America are as a result of guns. In Western Europe, the figure was closer to 25%. One, there you go. When you ban private gun ownership, you're going to have more crime with more guns because guns come in there illegally. In fact, our own government is part of shipping guns in to at least Mexico, and we have them shipping container fulls of guns to Honduras. We have reports of that out of Tampa. So our government is complicit in sending guns across the border to these countries, and you know they're not going to private property owners or regular citizens. They're going to criminals, they're going to drug dealers, they're going to anybody who is out there trying to destabilize governments to create chaos, because when they create chaos, they can come in with the control. That's the way it works. It doesn't work any other way. And that's why they do that. Here's another one. Yesterday, we covered some information out of Spain, and now we have Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner told Spain that a solution is needed for the troubled financial system. And you know what they're going to talk about, more bailouts for the banks, because those are the ones that are in trouble. It's the banks that are in trouble, and the banks are the root of this cause across Europe. We've already seen Greece go under, and now it's Spain. Next, we know Portugal's on the list, and from then, it's the rest of Europe. probably a few countries in Eastern Europe, a few countries in Western Europe. I predict Germany or Great Britain are probably going to be the last to fall because they, at least they have larger, more stable economies. Definitely Germany's got more of a stable economy, but eventually this crisis is going to catch up to everyone. And then it's going to hit the United States and the Asian countries will be the ones last standing. And then they will come in and raid us like vultures, like you've never seen before. I remember in the 90s, the Japanese were buying up ballparks and we thought that was the end of the world. And it's not. It's going to get a lot worse. You think they're going to own everything, but it won't even be the Asians owning this. It'll be the giant New World Order global syndicate that we are now protesting in Chantilly, Virginia, right now as we speak. Now, if you could put that graphic up, it's got the Westfields Marriott address. You could show up there now. You could start protesting. You could be part of this. You can be part of the people's media. Bring your cell phones. Take video. Because these roaches, one thing they don't like are video cameras, and they don't like the light being shined on them. We have another story here. Let's see. Video shows activists arrested at Bilderberg. And a video from We Are Change shows two activists being arrested by Fairfax police for taking close-up photos of Bilderberg members arriving in Chantilly, Virginia. Another example of how the security crackdown surrounding this year's conference is more intense than ever before. One of the activists arrested is a veteran because they hate veterans. And we're going to be going to break. I've got a lot more news. We're going to be popping back in with Alex during the next break. Definitely, we got a longer segment coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com is our website where you can catch all the latest Bilderberg news. I'm Rob Dew sitting in, and we are fighting the tyranny that is the New World Order.
Screen, if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you see Kevin Warsh, Federal Reserve board member. A fellow from Germany was here, got a photo of it yesterday, and we've taken a photo of his photo. It just went up at Real Alex Jones, and we are here. It looks like over 300 people, 400 people are here now in the middle of the day. I would guess that we'll probably have 1,000 by tomorrow. The police have engaged in egregious activities that we're going to be breaking down in the next segment. But here is our top story. Last night I got in at 11:30, and Jim Tucker was going to bed. He was too tired to talk, but he told me, yes, the Bilderberg Group is hopping mad at Ron Paul. And Paul Watson's written an article about this that's at Infowars.com. Bilderberg Group wants Ron Paul dead. Now, that's a source. And again, Tucker has people inside the hotel. So do we. That's how we knew, the code name and so many other issues. I'll just leave it at that. But we also have sources within Bilderberg. So I'm just turning out of the wind here, folks. So continuing with this information, people, the average layman's like, why would they be shooting their mouth about Ron Paul? The police are pulling over everyone that has a Ron Paul sticker on their car and searching it and harassing them and going after it. I've talked to countless people. I've seen literally 50 tickets or more. Everybody's showing me the tickets they're getting. If you pull over in a parking lot to drop people off, they're hitting you. It's not even the law. Everybody's got to fight these tickets. If people dropping off handicapped people in parking lanes, they're going after them. Again, I'm going to be breaking all that down. But the point is, imagine they come through yesterday, 200 people with bullhorns, myself included, screaming, New World Order, you're going down, scum. Treasury officials, Federal Reserve people, the Queen of the Netherlands, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Barnaby of Rothschild, all of them are going in there, and they understand Ron Paul. They know Ron Paul was the real winner in the first Republican primaries. They understand. So when they get out, some of them are screaming in anger and going, I will get that Ron Paul, because it's mainly Europeans, and saying, I want to put them on the plane with all of their supporters and then have a Muslim blow it up. Ha ha. And I mean, it is like hissy fits when these arrogant people that command all these, you know, tens of thousands of employees and minions and governments with all these yes men groveling to them to drive through and be bullhorned at point blank range upsets them. There goes Jim Tucker. And so what they do is they then freak out and begin demonizing Ron Paul. And so that's why they're doing this. And we've confirmed that they are flipping out on Ron Paul from our source that's inside. Now, our source didn't hear the part about wanting to kill us, but Tucker's source did hear that. So there are conniption fits against Ron Paul. And we've been told that in 06, 07, 08, 09, 010, 11, right up to this year. They say, we've got to bankrupt the economy faster. That's a talking point when they're debating. Do we totally implode it and they wake up, or do we go slow? They say, look, they shouldn't have money to be protesting us. They shouldn't be up here in the high Alps in a luxury area able to get here, even though a lot of people are sleeping in their cars, saving up money to come here. And they get here, and here are the police doing this. And here is the Bilderberg Group. We're going to come back from break and play that clip. Here is the Bilderberg Group with the nerve to have the police working for them, the police smiling with glee as they write old ladies and families with their kids' tickets, as they search cars without warrants, as these little kids look up scared at the police while a bunch of crooks violate and break the Logan Act, and then they get out of their cars arrogantly and are, you know, it's like something out of, you know, Schwarzenegger when he gets all mad, reportedly, just getting so upset and saying, no, no, because that's what it's described as these European Bilderbergs in English, looking at all the police and everybody and throwing big fits and saying, nah, because they tell the members, do not look them in the eyes. Don't look any of them, Hillary, in the eyes. If you look them in the eyes, you're fired. These are people, you can't look them in the eyes, and the police literally kneel before them and say, what is thy bidding? And they're like, run your scum brethren Americans out of the way. Dominate them, lick them, learn they have no rights. Launch drone attacks. Launch TSA scanners. Checkpoints everywhere. Bring them to their knees. Agenda 21. Arrest the Amish. Arrest those that criticize carbon taxes in Australia. $1.1 million fines. Give them tyranny. Drive them into submission. Blow up Ron Paul. Murder them. Use our fake Muslim extremists to take the blame. And then you think about Larry McDonald, the congressman, the Democrat, who Ron Paul says is his real hero, even more than people like Barry Goldwater. They put him on a plane. The other senator said, we're not getting on out of Alaska, and it disappeared into North Korea. And boy, the word is they did some serious stuff to him. And so they'd like to put Ron Paul in an airplane, and understand that. This will probably stop them, but I'm telling you, that means it's been discussed. When Ron Paul gets on an airplane, nerve gassing the plane and saying Al-Qaeda did it and using it to take our liberties. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with Rob Due riding the shotgun. I'm Alex Jones from Bilderberg 2012. Get your butts to Virginia now, everybody. They're scared of you.
We are back live. I'm Rob Due, sitting in for Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. And we are about to go to the video that Alex Jones was just talking about. He shot it with Jim Tucker this morning as he was eating his breakfast. The headline for the article is Insider: Bilderberg members share Ron Paul death wish. And basically what they do is they're mad. They show up at the hotel. They're throwing little hissy fits because it's not going all their way all the time. And they basically say they want to load Ron Paul and all of his supporters up on a plane and stick a Muslim extremist, which we all know is fake anyway, and blow it up. So that's what they want to do to you out there in America. They want to go to you. And we're going to go back to Alex right now. He's got more to talk about, and we're going to show this video. Go ahead, Alex.
And by the way, Rob, again, here from the side of Bilderberg 2012, the big protest going on around the corner. I salute all the people that have come here and gone through this harassment to be here. This is what happens to anybody who tries to protest for land rights, food rights, anti-war, left-right, libertarian, conservative. The system does everything they can to block people on no-fly lists when they're trying to fly to protest. Peaceful, green activists, that's happened to block conservatives trying to go to events. It's this transportation hub, no judge, no jury. They just do whatever they want. There are the police that went to our hotel right there. There they are. It's real funny to them, and told them, you don't give Alex Jones rides in the shuttle. I mean, we got that on tape. And then we got on board. There they go. They got a slave. Oh, boy, that's a tough woman cop. She gets to write an evil American a ticket. I mean, they just, yeah, let's walk down there. Let's walk down there.
No doubt she's an overweight potbelly.
Please continue, dude.
There's no doubt that she's an overweight potbelly. We're going to get that on camera right now. Basically, the cops are harassing anybody there that's a real American that is showing up to protest these cockroaches. They're pulling people over. Just pulling into parking lots and letting people off. That is not a crime. It never has been a crime.
Telling them, they're going into my hotel and saying, don't give these people rides. And saying, you can't pull in anywhere. And I say, well, you can pull in legal places. I say, where is that? Doesn't exist. And it's not true. They've been giving people tickets that pull into stores and places. I mean, it is absolutely amazing.
It's a form of harassment. We need to protest, definitely.
Oh, listen, I'm in a protest. I'm calling now for a protest of the Fairfax County Police. I want their numbers posted. I want an article about this, and I want everyone.
We're going to make y'all famous.
Richard Reeves is very angry. That's enough.
We're going to make them famous. That's right. I could hear somebody yelling that. That was loud.
That's Richard. Hey, Richard, I'm not going to tell you again. They're going to arrest you. We have to keep our crew together, okay? I know you're angry about the control grid. And you understand it, the toll roads and all that. But this is Agenda 21. We're going to beat them. These are weak zombies who were chosen from their psych profile under peer pressure that will carry out crime and think it's funny. These are victims. These people have all been injected with cancer viruses. They all drink fluoride. I would probably say 20% of their children are mentally retarded, just like everybody else is now. These are victim zombies here. Okay, now they're victimizing another person because they're not a zombie. The zombies are going to attack people that aren't under their spell. They get threatened by it. The memory of being human. The memory of having a soul. The memory of liberty. Okay? Now, I know you got angry when you saw them at the hotel, started screaming at them, telling them don't give us rides because it's totally illegal. And you saw them laugh, and I said, hey, this is our hotel. What are you doing? The guy says, it's not your hotel. Making a joke out of it. It's okay. Can you imagine how pathetic they are? All right? Now, don't get mad at him anymore, okay? You're carrying the communications box. All right, if you get arrested, I'm going to have to carry that around.
And he's the bus driver.
Now, listen, let me get back to the... And you can just show some of that while I talk. That's good, guys. Stay right there. I would advise you guys to stay back at least 20, 30 feet, okay? Anyways, now let's continue here. Remember, these are zombies. You just want to stay out of zombies' way. You're not going to help most of them. They've been psych profiled because of their zombieism. And I'm not joking. These people are in a sleep state. Look it up scientifically. The television induces it. These are all television heads who believe all the cop shows on TV are real. They're following a template program. They're in a dream state. I'm not joking when I say that. All right, now let's go back to Ron Paul. People are saying, just keep going. It's good. Keep videotaping that while I talk. Again, directing radio and TV here on the ground. This is the future of the media. We've been doing this on the ground for 5 years now. The technology's finally caught up to a point where it's amazing and a very powerful tool. Look at her looking in the car. Look at him giving the guy a ticket, one of the demonstrators who dared drop people off, making money off the citizens. This is just too incredible. If you're an XM listener on 166 or AM or FM, keep listening. You can also go to Infowars.com for intermittent streams. But only the radio will have complete coverage and continual coverage. So they give the victim the ticket to pay to protect the criminals violating the Logan Act inside. They have dealt with the American scum for the foreign bankers who have openly bankrupted this country and say the UN and NATO now run our military. That is what you are witnessing. Another victory against America. Another victory against freedom. And the funny part is, I've got the Treasury Department report. Their pensions are already gone. And they don't care because they love the tyranny. And it's all going to come back on them. There they go. And they're going to just keep going. Bam, 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 bam. Pulling people over here. Okay, continuing. Back to Ron Paul. I saw the trolls immediately say, why would they be threatening Ron Paul in the lobby? Because they, 30 seconds before, being bullhorned that they're murderers and criminals and globalists and corporate fascists setting up the New World Order. They pull up, they get out, we have sources inside, the lobby. That'll really freak them out. We do. That's how we knew they were going to do a fake bomb scare, not from our lobby people, but from somebody right inside security. As they did last year in Switzerland. We are blowing their operation. They are scared. That's why they're up in this. That's why they're doing this. They are in panic mode in there. And pray for me, by the way, folks. I'm definitely on their radar. So is Ron Paul, because we've definitely got their attention right now. Pray for us. You know, our God's bigger than a little devil, and that's who I put my... People keep asking, where's your security? Where is it? It's not here, folks. I'm here, okay? I am standing against tyranny. I am not a coward. And some people won't even come here, even though they love liberty, because they're scared. Folks, you better be scared if you don't face them now. Here they are, the enemy. You know, the New World Order has landed. You know, it's one with my land, two with my sea. There they are. They're in there right now. These are the people doing it. These are the people that live off your tax money, the robber barons. Now, going back to Rob Dew here, let me just explain this. So imagine every year they freak out and say stuff like, oh, Ron Paul, he's horrible. He's waking up the youth. Man, we got to do something about him. There was a little discussion about it'd be nice if he died. What was it, in 08? We covered that. This time, they are stomping around. And remember, they're totally spoiled, rotten brats, okay, who are royalty, you name it, just used to whatever they want. Queen Beatrice's assistant is who we believed it was, the big 6'3" blonde or whatever, screaming at people, we have machine guns, grabbing staff by the arm and going, you will do as we say and tell no one. And they go, what does that mean? You will not just lose job. Machine gun. That's more like a Russian accent. But it's like, oh, machine gun. Well, I need to kneel to you. Oh, you have a machine gun. I'm scared now. I'm going to do whatever you say. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. Somebody starts threatening me like that, I go, whoa. Backing off to these people isn't going to get me safety or my family safety. These are bullies. They've got to be dealt with, and we do that with the info war, and we expose these people, period. They are poisoning our food and water by design. They're killing millions of children a year. These are murderers that want one child policy worldwide. This is pure evil. Words cannot describe the magnitude of what we're facing. That is the enemy. That is a criminal mafia meeting. So again, Ron Paul comes in. Ron Paul comes in, and to the subject, he comes into the presidential race. He really wins the first few primaries. They shut that down. They're panicking. And so when they pull in, they drive in and they get out and they start talking about how, because I think Watson's headline isn't even strong enough. People that accuse us of exaggerating, it's the other way around. I guarantee you, if I was in a semi-public place in front of people, like one of these Bilderberg people was, and saying, I'd love to load, you know, we need to load Ron Paul onto a playing with his supporters and blow it up and, you know, basically say a Muslim extremist did it. That would be a criminal conspiracy plan. They would probably get arrested or at least questioned. But instead we run the headline, Bilderberg share death wish. And it's a great headline, but I think we should change it to Bilderbergs discuss killing Ron Paul. Because this is the discussion of killing him. I mean, if they're openly in a hotel lobby in front of cops and Secret Service going, be great if they were on a plane and blew up. Yeah, and we'd say a Muslim did it. Folks, imagine what's going on behind closed doors. Imagine the magnitude. So have Kurt Watson change that to Bilderberg Group discusses killing Ron Paul in stage terror event. Because that's what we're really looking at. Rob Dew, what's your take on this? And then we'll go to that video.
Well, I'm going to go to that exact quote. This is what one of the Bilderberg members expressed. His desire, quote, get Ron Paul and all of his supporters on an airplane with a Muslim suicide pilot and take him down. Are they implying they control Muslim suicide pilots at that point? Because how else are you going to get a Muslim suicide pilot on there? You know, so
no,
I think right there, they're just admitting
Tucker's interpretation. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then, you know, take him down. And this was according to Tucker's source, who has been proven routinely accurate on Bilderberg information in the past. This is the harshest comment made, but there are a lot of mean-spirited comments made by the Bilderberg boys gathered in the lobby of the hotel. So it wasn't just a one-time. This wasn't a one-off comment. This is continued wishing that Ron Paul dies. They're basically wishing that Ron Paul and his supporters are wiped off the face of the earth. And
well, guess
they're
what?
Already
you
doing that.
Dying. No matter what you do, you only proved to everybody that we've been right about you. World governments out in the open. World taxes. They're banning free speech in Australia. The yep. TSA's on the highways. Drones. It's all coming true. And I'm so sad. You think I was mad when Tucker Carlson's people came out here yesterday and made fun of me and said, you know, I just wanted money and all this stuff, the classic thing? I felt sad that they're posing as libertarians and then would do an article today making fun of caring about the Bilderberg Group because they can't say this exists. Oh, yeah, the Agenda 21's real, and the UN wants to ban your kids doing home chores or farm chores. And sure, world government's being announced in the Financial Times and hundreds of other papers, and the guy from the Financial Times that wrote the article and now for world government is here right now and wrote in the FT, yes, it's secret. Yes, we're authoritarian. Yes, we're setting up world government. But you're bad if you don't like it. And then they won't even read Time Magazine saying global government's going to save us, or The Economist saying it's now a technocracy run by elites. We're getting rid of freedom. We're going to shut down the free web. I get Tucker Carlson's people out here siding against this country with glee. I mean, they should at least these cops look kind of sad and embarrassed as they're writing tickets and hang their heads and off record say, look, we're just being told to do this. We're just being ordered. So stop getting in my face. It doesn't. At least they aren't proud of it.
Now, he's got a big smirk on his face. He's got a big smirk on his face.
They wrote an article reaffirming it all.
Yeah.
Again, loving the destruction of the country while posing as a patriot. That's Benedict Arnold. That is the lowest place in hell for people like that. Again, we're going to go to this audio right now. This is Jim Tucker. It's up at Infowars.com. It's out on our Twitter as well. Real Alex Jones. Get this out to everybody. By the way, tell Dave to go ahead and take the drone shot down over Texas as the featured video. Go ahead and take that down. And take it off the featured video and make the Jim Tucker the featured video. He was really tired this morning. I'm going to get more with him tonight on this because this is big. Our source also said there's constant cursing of Ron Paul. And I'm like, well, how? And they said, I can't talk long, but they just, it's like a cuss word now. I mean, they are stomping around the hotel hating Ron Paul right now because to them, they just see this as the Ron Paul movement because Ron Paul is the figurehead of liberty, as he said, a focal point. This isn't going away. This isn't going anywhere. They're scared. They know we're taking this country back. Rob, do comments before we go to this video.
Yeah. You know, Ron Paul, he says he's going to ride off into the sunset after this. It's going to be our job to take that Campaign for Liberty flag and the freedom flag and just keep marching on. And we're not going to stop. We can't stop. If we stop, then it's over. Then they're going to take our guns, then they're going to take all our rights, and they're going to put us into re-education camps like they've been talking about for years. That's what they want to do. We know that's their plan.
By the way, FEMA camps are now admitted.
Yeah.
Re-education camps are admitted, and we're just sitting here. Drones are admitted. I mean, I can't believe it's in more than 10 Australian papers. The head of the carbon cops, they're called carbon cops, saying, yes, we're going to be listening on the streets and in cafes, and if we hear you talk bad of the carbon tax, $1.1 million fine and then arrest. I mean, that's directly out of the Soviet Union under Stalin.
I was watching video of Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, who is in Bilderberg right now and probably a proposed VP candidate with Mitt Romney. He was talking about how great their disaster camps are. He's calling them disaster camps on this radio show. And it's crazy.
We've got to have disaster camps everywhere.
Yeah.
And again, I told people the cover would be, oh, there's all these new emergency centers full of police and guards. And then we get all the documents. They're full-born prison camps under the financial collapse they've engineered. They will then pose as the savior and take you into the camp and re-educate you.
They're staffing the camps. They have 72-hour contracts out to make them ready in 72 hours. I mean, that's it. You don't need much time.
All right, let's go ahead and go to this Jim Tucker video. Here it is right now. Jim Tucker.
Jim Tucker, your source gave you some amazing information concerning Ron Paul and his supporters directly from the Bilderberg Group in the lobby shooting their mouths off. What did they say?
They said some very harsh things, obviously, about Ron Paul because he's our leading patriot in Congress who stopped the Law of the Sea Treaty ratification, which is dear to their bloody hearts. So, the harshest comment made was by a guy who said he'd like to get Ron Paul and all of his supporters on one airplane with a Muslim suicide pilot and take them down. That was the harshest comment made, but there were a lot of mean-spirited comments made as the Bilderberg boys gathered in the lobby of the hotel.
So they're very upset about just the liberty movement in general.
Yes, they are. They're outraged, they're angry, and they're very depressed about the whole liberty. They're very upset with all these patriotic Americans resisting their program and the fact that the Americans are so successful at it because the program planned by Bilderberg has been set back for years. And every year it gets worse, and every year they get more depressed, and every year they get more outraged. So we're winning, they're losing.
AmericanFreePress.net, you got big reports coming out there. Jim, we're going to debrief each other tonight. Sorry I didn't get over here last night. There were arrests and stuff, and I had to stay up there until 9:30 or past, and then had a bunch of others, equipment crises. Had to go find a Walmart and find some equipment. Any other tidbits that your sources are giving you from inside, are they more distraught than last year?
They get more distraught every year.
All right, Jim Tucker, thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Let Jim eat his food now.
That was Jim Tucker earlier this morning talking about the death threats made, or at least the wishing of Ron Paul's death from Bilderberg members wanting to put his supporters and him on a plane with a Muslim suicide bomber. You're seeing live footage now of Alex Jones circling the hotel where the cockroaches, where the mafia is placed, encamped right now. They're having their global meeting where they all talk about festooning and eating off our substance. He's there right now. You can be there too. You can get to Chantilly. We have the address. We're going to put that up in 1 second, and you can get there. You can be part of this. We need more people there, because the more people that get there, the more uncomfortable it makes them. It makes them realize that they know they're being watched, and they know that we know what's being said, because we have moles inside, and the moles are there, and it's happening. So get down to Chantilly right now. It's Chantilly, Virginia, the Westfields Marriott.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Again, I'm here on the ground. Rob Dew is in Austin, Texas. I'm here with the crew. Please pray for us and everybody that's here. The system is very upset. I want to get everybody out here today. Thank God it's overcast and a lot cooler, because later today I want to get people to march around the conference center. There's a lot of points down away from the entrance that the police draw everybody to. But there's places where they're meeting in the conference rooms where we can bullhorn them, where we can actually have an effect. So we're about to go to break. We're going to come right back. We've got a lot of other breaking news. The tyranny is all coming out in the open. Bilderberg 2012, and the police are here protecting the Bilderberg group by writing citizens, their enemy, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tickets. They roll the red carpet out for foreigner criminals committing federal crimes inside, violating the Logan Act, and they beat citizens over the head with the book, even when it's not even against the law. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why America is going to fall. This is why the United Nations openly now says they run our military. Look it up. Our country is completely taken over and has been bankrupted by design. And when this country is completely belly up, remember that you asked for it and you wanted it. And that goes for everybody collaborating with the foreign enemies, as so many police have done in other countries throughout history, through compartmentalization and ignorance. And that goes for everybody watching on different video feeds who doesn't understand what's happening. The Bilderberg Group was founded by Nazis after World War II with their European cohorts in the United States to try to bring in a one-world government. Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands founded it. He had to get out of it in the 70s when he met in Virginia and got caught paying off Lockheed Martin for a bunch of weapons deals. This is a criminal group. Hillary Clinton has been fined $300,000+ in the mid-90s for a meeting. But that doesn't happen today. Now the Justice Department can ship 18,000 guns and hand grenades to Mexico to then blame the Second Amendment. The same Justice Department whose deputy head is now the Attorney General who staged Oklahoma City back in 1995. These people are terrorists, 110%. The government has been usurped and completely hijacked. Worldwide transmission. Worldwide transmission. The United States flag is not hanging upside down in distress. The flag was taken a long time ago. And the enemies of this country wrapped themselves in it today. And a bunch of brain-dead TV heads follow along as every canon of our free society is thrown in the trash. But it's always the same throughout history. Things have to get really bad before the public wakes up, and that is now happening. And when we see this wicked 1984 society unfolding, we know the answer to that, don't we? The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. I want to commend all of you here today, men, women, old, young, black, white, every race, color, and creed, standing in defiance of tyranny and coming here on your own time to run a gauntlet of captured collaborator police, fully under the control of the globalist, fully ready to harass and destroy the final threads of the First Amendment, because their masters told them so, because they'll move up the rank if they do it. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
See how far this...
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide from in front of the Bilderberg.
We are live at Chantilly, Virginia with Alex Jones. Alex, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, we're here live in Virginia. In front of the scene of the crime, the Bilderberg Mafia meeting 2012, and we just saw two cars drive through with Marines in them with their Marine Corps license plates, and that's who was here 4 years ago, flipping us off, looking at us with hatred, because we're the enemy. We're the American people. Think about that. Think about how they've had Marines driving out of here who are the plainclothes security violating posse comitatus under diplomatic security, Marines, and they look at us like we're the enemy. Aren't they well-trained? It's like we're the folks in Fallujah now, folks. We're what's left of America. We're what's left of people that actually know what's going on. We're what's left of people that still want to have a free country and don't want to be run by foreign banks. And so we are the enemy. Unbelievable treason, laws being violated, Logan Act, you name it. Everybody, all you collaborators, the globalist plan to collapse America. And you better be asking yourselves as collaborators with the New World Order, like Vichy French, you better be, or people that work with the Bolsheviks in Russia, you better be asking yourselves why you're doing this. Well, it's your career, it's your life, it's what you do. And I can't believe you write little old ladies tickets with big fat smiles on your face. All that's coming back on you sevenfold with bad mojo, because it's real and God doesn't like you when you do it. And just get ready for the judgment. Get ready for all the bad luck that comes with it. Let me tell you, working with these people, you couldn't get worse luck. You better hit your knees tonight and repent, even if you're too cowardly today to know this is wrong. Or you're going to take on all the bad mojo. You better know that. You just bought a bunch of bad luck being part of this. Probably got your other bad luck for being here 4 years ago. You guys should refuse to even be part of this. This is a criminal operation. They should have their own security out here. And I know they do. A bunch of scum back there. All right, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm
here,
yeah.
Alex. That was Alex Jones live in Chantilly, Virginia, protesting live. You're seeing it live as it happens, thanks to the power of technology and the people's media who are all out there. You can see all their smiling faces. I'm looking at them right now. These people are mad. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Rob, I wanted to get everybody's roar here.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. What do we say to the Bilderberg group? Delay that on the radio streams. All right, anyways. Hey, the answer to 1984
is 1776.
Yeah. All right, we're out here, ladies and gentlemen. And, oh, look. Look, the Hyatt place actually just went in there, but not here. And the cops went to our hotel and told them not to give us rides, but I guess they're probably bringing, I don't know, some prostitutes or whatever to the Bilderberg group. I mean, this is just incredible what's going on.
Yeah, that's probably why, Alex, they needed to ship in the prostitutes and the rest of the NSA that they couldn't house in Chantilly in the Westfields Marriott to the location, so they could continue their spying operation, their illegal spying operation, and their continued harassment of the American people. Because that's what's going on. We've been witnessing it. We've been witnessing police pulling people over who are just stopping and letting people out in parking lots, on the side of the road, places where you could do it any other day of the year, but not today. Today, oh no, this is a no drop-off zone. This is a no person zone, is what they're trying to do to us. So we're going to have more coming up. We have 2 more hours left of the live show. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the sites. If you're not a member of Prison Planet TV, I think we're even letting people get on free right now and watch the stream live for free. You can check out the show. See if you want to be a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the nightly news coming up tonight. Derek McBreen is going to be hosting. You know, a lot of people like him, and we'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, June 1st, and we are in the midst of the biggest protest going on right now in America. And it's happening in Chantilly, Virginia. It's Bilderberg 2012. This is the third time they've met. Chantilly 3.0. And Alex Jones is on the scene right now, live, bullhorning the cockroaches, bullhorning the mafia media, and the mafia, it's worldwide, that's running everything. And this is our chance to stop them. This is our chance to expose them. This is our chance to disrupt them. This is our chance to make them mad. You know how you get mad when you get something from the IRS or you get some giant bill that you know you didn't pay? This is our time to make these people feel that way, because you know what? They're humans just like us, and they have the same emotions. So this is our chance to disrupt their plans, because everything goes their way all the time, and it's our time to make it happen. Alex, are you there? Are you live on the scene right now? Okay, he doesn't have the headset on. So we're going to go to a couple more. Here's a great news story that I saw this morning. The cable news nightmare, CNN and Piers Morgan in audience crisis. This is from The Independent. Viewers are turning off in droves, lured by brash rivals and the popularity of what? What? Internet news sources. That's the people's media. That's you and that's me. We're making that happen right now. We're the ones causing CNN and the rest of them to go into free fall. Some people are still going to Fox because, you know, that's the obvious underdog in this left-right paradigm. And they're the ones who are going to get more of the viewers, just like CNN and MSNBC had more viewers when George Bush was in office, who, by the way, was at the White House yesterday for his portrait unveiling. And I think it's great that they have Obama's blaming Bush for the bad economy. Guess what, Obama? You inherited it. You got to fix it. And we know you're not doing anything because your banker masters are telling you what to do. And you know what you're doing? You're just giving them more money. You think that's what the solution is. And you know what the solution is. You know the solution is you should step down because you weren't even born in this country. And that's going to come out. We all know it's going to come out. So let's show some of the footage now. We can just go to the video feed and you can see some of what's going on right now. Of course, the police have barricades set up. They've been pulling people over left and right and really just making a mess of things for anybody trying to get in there and protest. But the people will not be silenced. The people are there right now. They're taking time away from their jobs, from their lives, because they know this is the most important fight right now, is at the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly. Go ahead, Alex.
You are committing crimes and your new world order will fail, criminal. It was empty.
Alex Jones and the rest of the activists are in Chantilly right now, and you can be there. You can be there. Just go to the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia.
Okay, dude, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Folks, tell everybody to the back of you, I want to march down here. The main conference center's down here. That's where they're actually meeting. Last year, on Friday and Saturday, Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, came out. He got so mad. So we're going to go right down here where they've put up these fences. Some of us stay here, but most of us, let's march down here for a little while. Come on, tell everybody behind you.
All right, so Alex Jones has just made the call. Most of the protesters are going to go over to where the one of the larger conference rooms is that is actually closest. They're only about 30 feet away from where that fence line is that they've erected and put up black so you can't see behind it. And they're going to go down there and they're going to disrupt their meeting. They're going to make their day just go a little bit harder.
Chant at them. This is where they're really meeting.
Exactly.
The entrance over here. But down there is the corner of the conference area, the closest we can get to them. So those that want to walk down there, about 100 yards, come with us and let's yell at the globalist.
And we're going to go right back to them when they get there and start their protest. And that's going to be one to see, let me tell you. And you're watching it all live with the power of technology, the power of the people. We're taking it to them. We're taking it to the globalists. We're not sponsored by anybody large. We're not sponsored by GE and the rest of the bomb builders out there.
76.
You know, the people that you're looking at right there, that's the list. That is the list of who's attending 76. On Bilderberg right now. You've got all kinds of people. The National Security 76. Advisor to the White House, Thomas Donilon. Robert Dudley, Chief 76. Executive of BP. Mitch Daniels, who we discussed yesterday ad nauseum, who will probably be the pick for VP because he's such a nice little guy with a comb over. No, he can't hurt you. Yeah, he can. He's part of Eli Lilly. He's going to come up and stick you in the neck with a Thimerosal-filled vaccine. That'll ruin your day, won't it? That'll make you not think about stuff like protesting these people. That'll make you want to sit down and shut up and be a zombie. That's what that'll make you do. Also, James A. Johnson, who's picked the last few VP candidates. He seems to be the vice president kingmaker. Kenneth Jacobs, CEO of Lazard. Let's see. Alexander Karp.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
You'll notice when we get up here, people watching on the video feeds, not just listening on the radio. Everybody can watch it for free at Infowars.com, right-hand top corner for everybody listening on the radio out there. But again, keep it locked into the radio because that's the only continued feed. The video feed's cut out some, so the radio's a better quality audio feed overall. The one area where the big conference center sticks off, and you're only about 30, 40 feet from where they're actually meeting, it turns out the one spot close to the road is actually...
I can hear you, Alex. Go ahead.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we are here right now. You notice on the fence, this is the only fence that has a black covering on it. That's because about 40 feet over there is the main conference wing where they have their conferences.
Right,
so only about 40, 50 feet away is the Queen of the Netherlands. Only 40, 50 feet away is David Rockefeller.
Let's show a picture of David Rockefeller. I think we have one.
Only 40, 50 feet away
from his younger years.
All of them. The Federal Reserve heads, all of them. 40, 50 feet away is all of them inside of there right now. They can hear you. They know you're out here. Let's give them a battle roar, the American people.
Yeah! Yeah!
You criminal.
Yeah!
They came out.
That was awesome. I was yelling with you, Alex.
Let me tell you something. As they arrive, they stomp inside and they say, those Ron Paul supporters, we'd like to kill them and Ron Paul. Jim Tucker's source, our source confirmed similar things. They are throwing temper tantrums. You're not going to kill Ron Paul, you murderers. And even if you did, you're not going to destroy the idea of liberty. Ron Paul, 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 Ron Paul.
Ah, they're having a little Ron Paul with their lunch. The Bilderberg cockroaches.
Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul.
This is great. You're watching live in Chantilly. Alex Jones and the rest of the protesters are bullhorning the conference room just 30 feet away. They're having a little Ron Paul with their tea and crumpets.
Let's start over and say it slow. Ron Paul. 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 Listen, listen, you old globalist murderers. Humanity is awakening to you, and you will be brought to justice. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to your tyranny is 1776.
Now, if you're within 200 miles of Chantilly, you could be there in 3 hours. If you're within 400 to 500 to 600 miles, you could be there by tomorrow. So I don't know what you're waiting for out there. You need to get to Chantilly, call off work, tell the family you're going to protect their freedom.
That's right. It's like this is the Alamo. It's like this is the Alamo. The people need your help. It's like Bunker Hill, 1776. Everybody needs to get here. They are scared. They don't want you to be here. They're doing everything they can to stop you.
Don't be afraid of a ticket.
Everybody needs to get here.
Don't be afraid of a measly ticket. They're not going to arrest you. They just write you a ticket. It's a piece of paper.
We don't stop them. They are going to totally take over our lives if we don't stop them. That's why they're trying to block people getting here. I want to salute all of you that came here in defiance of tyranny. I salute you. Thank God for the renegades standing against your evil. Bilderberg will fall. 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 All right, dude, take it away, buddy.
All right. Boy, that is awesome. That is an awesome display of freedom. That's some great-looking people out there, all fighting against tyranny. You notice there's no one type of person out there. It's everybody, because we're all Americans, and we all are going against freedom.
We've got breaking news. We've got breaking news, dude.
Go ahead.
The Associated Press is here. We finally forced the dinosaur media to cover the criminal event and the Logan Act.
Yes.
The Washington Times, the Drudge Report, WorldNet Daily, Infowars.com broke the first blockade, and we commend everybody and everybody that's here, but the Associated Press, believe me, that's the biggest news outfit that feeds all the main propaganda chains. If they're here, it's a big deal, and we need to continue to demand the media cover this real event. If you have 130 movie stars meeting in secret, there'd be 15 helicopters over us right now. So I'm going to go talk to the Associated Press. You guys keep bullhorning.
Yeah. Keep going. That's awesome. And we will continue with all the live coverage. In fact, keep one live stream going. You know, I can keep a little screen on me just so people can see what's going on. And let me know if Alex jumps in with anything else. I can only hear him when I stop talking, unfortunately. But I was checking the Drudge Report right now. I don't see anything yet from AP. Of course, they are finally forced to be there because you got off your butt and you went out there and you showed them. And we're going to break right now, but we'll be back with more live coverage from Chantilly 2012. It's Bilderberg.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Starting today, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at beprepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry. Starting today, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in Rob Dew here. Alex Jones is live in Chantilly right now. He is being interviewed by the mainstream dinosaur media who have decided to come out and see why the people are protesting, because they pretend this event doesn't exist. We're going to listen to a little bit, see how the audio is, and I'll be right back in. Let's go to that audio.
To the people that come out here to protest, we're concerned about you. And the fact that the police would be catching people a mile away, dropping people off at parking lots, pulling off in normal lanes. We checked Virginia law. They're running false tickets. We pulled into a parking lot to get dropped off, and they got off. So we're going to charge you with trespassing. There wasn't even signs at that point. We said, "Where's the note? I don't even know why I'm here." So they're really harassing people. It's like Russia when Putin has people, you know, arrested for protesting. It's bordering on that.
I heard. Are you planning like a demonstration or something tonight at 7? I heard something about that. Is there any sort of plans for an action, or is it going to be concentrated here most of the time?
I am planning, again, at 7 tonight, as more people can arrive, kind of meet out here from, like, we try to meet out here in the middle of the day and also in the evening. It's a little bit cooler. And then we like to march around and chant at them and bullhorn them at night. I mean, right here, we're only about, that's why they put a black here with the fence, the only spot they have that. We're only about 30, 40 feet from the main convention wing where they're meeting right now. 4 years ago, we had Richard and Haas out of the CFR come out and just give us go the hell look. I mean, if Lewis could kill, we'd be dead. He was just burning with anger because we were bullhorning. I was bullhorning for hours. What they were doing.
And I understand they kicked everyone out of the hotel right a few days ago. What was
usually they kick you out the Thursday morning. They were kicking people out on Monday, Tuesday. My guys got here Tuesday night, threw them out. I got here Wednesday morning, and they had police meet me and come out and say, "You're not welcome here." I had rooms.
What was their reason?
They said they were renovating. And then another person said, "No, we're over full." So, and there's no Bilderberg meeting. Of course, there's no Bilderberg meeting happening. Of course, 4 years ago, the New York Times did a review of a film called New World Order that I was in, just covering this. And they actually said I was in it at the Chantilly's imagining Secret Service men talking into their sleeves. I mean, they said it wasn't here. And they said I was having a full-on event out here, a schizophrenic event. That's their disdain for the public. That's why I appreciate The Guardian 4 years ago and today. You guys have been covering this for a while, covering because it's a real event. It's like Davos, but it's secret. And imagine the New York Times told its readers, and you can look it up, that it wasn't happening.
Oh, yeah, pizza delivery. Look at this.
Who decided to come out? Why? Because you showed up. Because all the protesters out there showed up. Here we got more cops here. Look, trying to arrest people. Look at that. Look at that. They're arresting somebody live on TV right now.
You guys are out of line.
You guys got it all wrong. Oh my goodness. What did they take that guy away for? He wasn't doing anything. He was crossing the street. They just came out and singled some guy out of the crowd and grabbed him and took off.
Get off the street, thank you.
Thousands of people watching. Thousands of people right now, sir. Thousands.
They're just singling people out and grabbing them.
Hey.
Two colors are showing.
Thousands of people watching. Okay. Thousands of people watching. Thousands of people watching right now, officers. Thousands of people watching right now, officers. Thousands of people watching.
This guy filming
is over.
Again.
This is This is incredible. Right now they have a protester, a peaceful protester. He wasn't doing anything wrong. They have him pinned up against the car. It looked like all he was doing was crossing the street. We're watching it live as it unfolds right now. The site is Chantilly, Virginia. It's the site of the Bilderberg 2012 meeting at the Westfields Marriott. Looks like we just lost a signal off of one of the Ustreams. Look at that, treating that man like he's a terrorist when the real terrorists are right inside the building, right inside over there. This is a total travesty. All right, we're about to go to break. We'll be back with more. The Dinosaur Media is now on site covering this meeting. Hopefully they will mention the Logan Act, which is what our U.S. leaders, our elected public servants, are violating right now. You can see it all on PrisonPlanet.tv. We can do it for free right now. Infowars.com. I'm Rob Dew. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live in Chantilly, Virginia. Just arrested somebody who was just trying to walk around the crowd a quarter inch out in the side. They just did it as an example to the slave Americans. This is an occupied country run by Bilderberg and the foreign banks. They did it as a message. They psychologically profile these guys, kind of like little kid types that just want to exercise power over and over again. I was talking to this gentleman. You said, what would happen if we all just stepped
all
out?
All of us stepped out.
Well, that's what happens in 1776.
All of us right here on the road. What are they going on? All you going to arrest this whole crowd?
Again, that's...
Are you going to arrest the whole crowd?
Again, the issue here is...
You have no...
The point is that they couldn't stop us if we all did. The point is, though, the reason we're not going to do that is we're already winning. We've got the Washington Post, the Associated Press, the London Guardian, Salon, all of them out here. We win. Oh, look, they're leaving now because they don't want to give us a chance to step out against them. They know their psychological warfare. We were all just about to step out on the street. Now they're going to go get riot cops, which is even better. But I'm telling you, again, that's how psych warfare works. The minute you came up and said, what happens if we, who are a couple hundred just in this group, step out against their 20, and they all backed off.
That's right.
Just like when everybody said they were going to have National Opt-Out Day, for a week they did no groping or scanning. They don't want to give us a chance to show that we have the power. All the drones, all the surveillance,
They're wanting us to think we're powerless. We're not. Come to Chantilly. It's 1776, everybody. Part 2. It's happening now. Get your butts here, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is it. This is the reality. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue on. Rob Dew, I'll be back in a little while. I'm going to go talk to the media.
All right, that was Alex Jones explaining why they singled out a single protester who stepped right off onto the curb, apparently, onto the street. The cops swarmed him, grabbed him, put him in handcuffs, and took him away. There was another guy who said, what if we all step out? Are you going to arrest us all? Started standing up to him, and they all backed down. All the cops walked away, and they'll probably be back with riot shields and masks and tear gas ready to beat on the American people, ready to beat on their fellow citizens, because those people, that's right, they are cowards. They're cowards behind a badge. And I do know what it's like because, yes, I was arrested for filming the cops beating up peaceful protesters and college students. In fact, we have an article today written by Kurt Nimmo, Photography, a Crime Against the State and Global Elite. And the arrest of an activist taking photos of an arriving Bilderberg member is part of a growing trend in America. Photographers all over the country are being harassed, interrogated, and arrested for taking photographs in public. Citing overblown and often imaginary terrorist threats, the federal government now actively encourages police behavior that is the hallmark of totalitarian and communist countries, not a former constitutional republic. And you can read more about that on Infowars.com. That article's from Kurt Nimmo. We have two pages up where you can get all the Bilderberg news. It's on the top of our featured section, Bilderberg Breaking News, and live video from Bilderberg 2012, where you can actually access our Ustream, which has right now had about 16,000 viewers current right now. It's moving up and down around there. We have our Justin TV link. We also have our YouTube stream and Alex Jones's Quick channel. I guess that was added last night because that's what it's all about. Finding those pieces of media that we can add, putting it together, and keep hammering them. As long as we keep hammering them, it will not stop, and freedom will grow. And that's what's happening right now. The crowd is growing at Chantilly. Alex Jones estimates it's around 500 right now. It's only getting bigger, and it can get bigger when you go there. You need to get there right now. If you're within 200 miles, you can be there in 3 hours. You can be there helping out. People are coming together. It's America. This is what it's part about being an American. It's about standing up and saying, this is wrong. This is not right. And it's not right for these people to be meeting in secret. It's not right that we don't know what they're talking about. It's not right that they are having security arrest people for stopping on the side of the road to let people out, or stopping in a parking lot to let people out. They're arresting people for taking photographs. They're arresting people for crossing the street. They're arresting people they're giving tickets to people for just dropping people off. It's crazy, and we should not allow this in our country. And I've even got some friends in Virginia that live close by. I'm calling on them. All right. Alex Jones is doing another interview, but first I want to call out anybody in Chantilly, Virginia. Get there now. Let's go to Alex Jones live.
London writer, well, he's a foreign editor who wrote "And Now for World Government," saying, yeah, we're authoritarian. Yeah, we were secret. It's for your own good. We know best. He's here today. The only press that's here are people that literally say, I want authoritarian world government. He actually wrote that. He said, yes, we're secret. Yes, we're authoritarian because we know best. I mean, that's it. This is the richest people in the world meeting with key national security, NSA people, MI6, European security heads, Von Rompuy of the European Central Bank System, and the European Union Council. They're all here. They control the issuance of money and credit. This is it. Top of the pyramid.
How does it remain so secretive? How does it remain something that so few people, you know, are aware of?
Well, because the mainstream media in the United States has never covered it until now. And first it was the Drudge Report, which I wouldn't really call mainstream media, but he helped break it out. Then the Washington Times, WorldNet Daily, London Guardian for 4 years overseas really started breaking it. That was a big deal when you guys were covering it 4 years ago with Charlie Skelton. At first, a little bit laughingly, but then he got harassed, arrested, and thought, wow, this is really real. And media said it didn't exist to him. So it's the fact that they play that Jedi mind trick of, this doesn't exist. And you're like, but yeah, there's limousines. And the New York Times says, no, there weren't. And they actually talk to their readers like they're idiots. So the fact that the system said this didn't exist, they've lost all credibility. They've gone over the top. It was just, hey, it's a private Davos. Then it would have been reported on, but they wanted to keep it secret because they're violating the Logan Act. Mm-hmm.
I've heard some speculation about presidents being chosen, vice presidents being chosen. What's going on with that?
Tony Blair, 2 years before he came from nowhere to become the prime minister, was here and basically certified. Margaret Thatcher even talked to Jim Tucker and people about that. The fact that Bilderberg routed her out because she wouldn't go along with him, because she wouldn't turn over British sovereignty, whether she was perfect. We've got Bill Clinton, little-known governor, comes here in 91, boom, fast-tracked. If they like you, it's on. We've seen countless others, John Edwards, Gordon Brown, John Kerry. Obama was here 4 years ago. We talked to our sources inside. People saw him. Secret Service, B5, hooked them up to show us. We're just out here with cameras, and they're like, I'm a coward like them. I mean, I'm like, what? I mean, it's ridiculous. And so, like, you know, 6-7 black SUVs come in, our sources. Again, we have sources we had 4 years ago in this hotel. All we have to do is call them months before, have people go in and talk to them and go, look, you're not going to talk to us now. But when they're really rude to you and treat you like total crap, I mean, if you look them in the eye, Hillary will start screaming at you. If Beatrix has this nice old lady front, you even do anything, her people will scream at you. It is just people being dressed down, just being treated like absolute garbage. Bilderberg guys are just running around going, blow Ron Paul up. You know, Kelly, yesterday, just like getting out of their cars, and they just see this as Ron Paul. And they just get out of their cars going, I want him dead. Put him on a plane. Blow it up. I mean, it's just like hardcore, man.
Were they talking about Ron Paul specifically?
Don't you look me in the eye. I mean, imagine.
Who are those people? Was it Ron Paul supporters or Ron Paul specifically or both?
Both.
The hotel source isn't political. My source and said, yeah, they're very angry at Ron Paul. It's like an expletive. You hear a lot of that. I got that this morning after I talked to Jim Tucker last night and today, and Jim is going to publish it like next week, and he's got to vet the person said the name, and he's checking it. But these are hotel sources, so we then have to, you know, find out. Then we have to get the info from just like one hotel source. You have a couple was like, yeah, there's a 6'2 or 6'3, you know, a Swedish woman grabbing people's arms. Later talked to reporters that happened to. My guys later saw it, and then we were calling her Swedish. She's actually Dutch and works for the Queen of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix. So we're putting all that together. But basically, when they drive through and we scream, you're a traitor, you're scum, you're trash, they get out and they go, this Ron Paul, damn him. And they're like doing this in front of police, Secret Service, everything. They have Marine Corps diplomatic detail. You see them come out in their cars and plain clothes. They're in there.
How do we know they're Marine?
They came to our hotel last time and sat on both sides of me, like 50-something-year-old Marine Corps colonels, and started saying, hey, let's blow up the State Department together. I said, and I was there with some filmmakers. They actually saw it, the guys from that film named New World Order. And the guy's like, hey, my dad's a cop. You know, these are cops. I started talking to them. I go, no, they're Marines. They were colonels. And I said, look, guys, you know I'm not planning anything. They go, well, we're just here checking. And he goes, we're... later I was talking to him outside. He said, yeah, we're Marine Corps signed diplomatic security detail. And you see all their cars. It says Marine Corps with Marine Corps State Department plates. We just videotaped some of them. And we got them flipping us off last year, too. They were on masks. Yeah, later.
What's your response to this arrest that we just saw?
I mean, the guy was just walking around. He'd be barely. I mean, you don't normally get arrested if you just step out. It's like we're being white gloved.
That's all I know.
People a mile away are pulling up at their own hotel, and the cops are saying, you don't even walk on the sidewalk wrong when you come over here. We got them on tape coming in and saying, don't give him shuttle rides there, or we'll arrest you. Mm-hmm. Shuttle pulls up. They just already pulled her over before they came to the hotel. Mm-hmm. And the woman was almost crying. She said, after we turned the camera on, she's like, I just want to not stay in America. I left this. Oh. I mean, this is what we've turned into, is they pull her over and tell her, she starts crying after we turned her camera off, wouldn't give us a ride, breaks down crying. And minutes before, I said, you watch when she pulls up and she's late, pretend don't take people here that are staying at the hotel. And then the cops pull up, go in, and on tape, we caught most of it, run in there. Richard got so angry, it was just, Richard never gets angry, of them sitting there telling the hotel, give them rides, we're going to ticket them and arrest them. And it's like, this is America. But it's no big deal. Yeah, they've got secret kill lists, they'll say they'll even kill citizens. Yeah, the Army admitted a month ago, there is a re-education camp program. They've got it ready, but hey. And they're now telling folks, like the Indiana governor, there are some emergency camps we're setting up. Yeah, it's really nice. There's 30,000 armed drones coming, yeah. You know, the CIA director a month ago on Wired said, yeah, we're watching you through stuff on your iPhone, your computer, your washing machine. You pay for it, yeah. There's no Fourth Amendment. It's all just an in-your-face now. And we're like, hey, we don't like this. And the media is either it doesn't exist, the U.S., or it's funny, we're bad. It's like, look at these bad people being arrested and stuff, trying to get to the hotel to cover it. You know, look at those bad guys over there. They're really bad.
Everybody here has a camera. Everyone here is filming this. How do you think that sort of changed the nature of the game, covering this sort of thing? I mean, that's a lot of information.
I haven't had a chance to look at the numbers this year. I sent two reporters to Switzerland, to St. Moritz, and it was expensive to get there. We could hardly budget it. There were people that came from the U.S., people that lived in Europe, who were sleeping, you know, on the grass to try to get there when they got there. It was over 1,000 people at one point by the last night there, by the Saturday evening before the half day the next Sunday. And it was just incredible. What was the question? Oh yeah. Number of we had 3.5 million views. You can go look at it on a Justin TV channel that had like 100,000 views that we just used every once in a while for live events. We had 3.5 million views just on one little streaming system with Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson there covering it. Sure, I've got millions of listeners every day on my radio show, a couple million, some days up to 3 million. But that's a show I've been doing for 17 years. Yeah. We can just start going and doing maybe 20 live feeds, and then they 3.5 million watched in the next few days, just the archives. I mean, that's amazing. You can go look at that. 3.5 million. It's more than that now. There's been a few more on there. But we're using a whole bunch of new channels as well. I have no idea how many times it's being watched. I was seeing some of the videos were like 400,000 this last few days. I mean, this is just amazing.
We're winning.
You get the sense.
We're winning, absolutely. And that's why the mainline corporate press has been forced to come out. I'm not talking about The Guardian. You guys have been covering it for 4 years at least. But that's why you've got the Associated Press out here. That's why you've got other outfits out here. And it's very exciting. So we're at least having a debate with the real perpetrators. We're not always facing our little puppet president or their puppet prime minister and the motorcade and all the big media coverage. The reason there's not coverage of this, and I've talked to Time Warner people and others, it's because they've been told, you cover this, you're not going to get advanced. There is they don't even have to give them the order anymore. It's like, you cover that. I talked to a guy at Reuters 6 years ago. On the phone, he was going to publish the story. He goes, no, I think it'll get out. It's all over the Canadian papers. You got it same 15 hours. This is, you know, this is in like 15 papers. This is in Toronto Star, Ottawa Citizen, front page. I can get this out. He calls me and he goes, man, you're really right. Wow, this has never happened to me. He goes, it's not being published. He thanked them at that deal. And the guy said, wow, this is really real. Because he said, I'm an editor. You know, it was out of, I want to say, it was out of a Texas office. He said, I have never seen anything like this. So that's what's going on. They do not want this information out there. Thank you, buddy. Sorry, I'm coughing in the thing. I had a lot of germs out here.
How you doing?
All right.
I know you're used to a lot of snarking kind of people snooting at you, but I'm kind of trying to be very substantive and try to, you know.
I don't want to judge you by the other guys.
Everybody back on the
track. No, that's a reasonable conclusion. I just kind of want to preface by saying that I'm going to try to be, you know, as a straight shooting as
I can. Hey, a few snarky comments were nothing from you guys. The caller was just like 2-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, they always do that. They just send, like, videographers to outdoor rallies and just try to make anyone who demonstrates look silly.
You know, it's demonization of people that actually care.
So
better get on the street, buddy.
Maybe we should not.
I didn't want you to get out of here.
I remember a couple of months ago, you were one of the leading proponents of the theory. Listening?
Yeah, I am. The police are coming.
Should we wait?
It's like last time.
Okay.
Did you want to wait, sir, until I get here? You saw us coming. Next time, do me a favor. Just step out of the road, please.
You understand? Because I've given you a warning. Do you understand?
Okay. Thank you.
So it's not allowed to step on the road?
The road? We have a sidewalk. You stay on the sidewalk. All right? You're subjecting me to be in danger. If you would stay out of the street, I won't be here.
Oh, here we go. New World Order scum! Seriously, I wouldn't mess with them. They're going to take a chance. Okay, we got it. We're not in the street.
So Alex, a couple months ago, you were one of the leading proponents of the theory that the Occupy movement was a George Soros-funded program. And now you've adopted Occupy kind of nomenclature to attract people to come to visit.
Thank you for protecting us.
What changed in your thinking that led you to be more open to using that kind of nomenclature?
Well, that's actually a complex question from the media, but it's still not complex enough. I said from day one that the system put a lot of individual actors put up the idea of go after Wall Street, which is a generalization of the core criminal insider groups that are operating.
Is that a fair question? I mean, that's a fair question.
Well, I don't think it's not accurate. I can see from a two-dimensional perspective that from some of what I've said, I criticized the fact that the system tried to co-opt it. And I, myself, tried to say, hey, let's go after the private Federal Reserve. Let's go after the globalists. Let's go after Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the real top of the pyramid. Not just, we want socialism, which isn't what all the people were saying. So I was saying, look out. You know, move on, and all them are trying to take it over.
Right.
So I went around and went to rallies and tried to say, hey, let's go after, you know, the crony capitalists that are monopoly people and the opposite of free market.
Yeah.
And so I did that. So this is yet another attempt to, yes, you're right, use the word occupy. Like, how about occupy America? How about occupy freedom again? How about everywhere be a free speech zone, you know?
Yeah.
So yes, I mean, I did use the term because I thought it would capture people's imagination. Hey, let's occupy Bilderberg. Let's actually not just say, let's go occupy, you know, any company that's been successful. Like, that's bad. Let's actually go after the insiders that are fat off corporate welfare.
And do any of your supporters kind of remiss that term, like the use of occupy as
a
slogan?
Some of them are like, oh, that's you know that's a Soros communism stuff, and I was like, wait a minute, you can't just let somebody, if they ever use the word occupy, now they take it.
All right, there's Alex Jones right there being interviewed by some members of the mainstream media. I believe before that was the London Guardian. I'm not sure who that individual was, but we'll find out. And hey, it's coming out. The Journal Gazette, Daniels among Secret Forum's VIP attendees. So word is getting out about the Bilderberg meeting. Back live, Alex.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here live. Salon, a reporter. What's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael. Michael what?
Tracy.
Michael Tracy's interviewing us, and he's bringing up the standard wedge issue stuff about, do you think Ron Paul would like the fact that people are out here? And what do you think of the staffers? Some of his staffers probably don't like 9/11 truthers. All I know is Ron Paul has talked about false flag terror, that the CIA brings in the drugs, and that bin Laden did work for the U.S. government. And I just can't wait till down the road when Ron Paul puts some books out in the future, because, you know, the guy I like's Ron Paul. Just because they've got some staff members that are 25 years old and want to go work, you know, for some old, Republican establishment person, so they've tried to keep Ron Paul away from his real constituents. I'm not even worried about that. That's not even on my radar screen. When Ron Paul's on my radio show, I don't even bring up 9/11 issues with him, because I'm talking about the private Federal Reserve. I'm talking about all the new wars. I'm talking about, you know, all the other serious things that are happening and going on. The fact that I don't buy the official story of 9/11, that is like nails on a chalkboard to the establishment.
What's your comment on the campaign staff announcing that they're going to stop?
What's my comment on the campaign staff announcing that
they're going?
Well, say it in the microphone.
That they're going. That the campaign staff announced that they're not going to.
Suspending, trying to spend money.
Yeah, and that disillusioned a lot of grassroots folks, like Adam Kokesh, for example, went on a tirade about it on the internet, saying that, you know, yeah, basically
talking to the mic.
Basically proclaiming that he'd been betrayed, that these establishment types within the Ron Paul kind of apparatus taken over the message and supplanted the real grassroots momentum.
Yeah, I think this is all just attempts to tarnish the Ron Paul movement and legacy that threatens the Bilderberg Group so much inside. The Bilderberg Group is talking about how they want Ron Paul dead inside from multiple sources. I mean, they are running around in expletive-laden tirades against him. And what was your question? Your question
What's
was about
reaction to the reaction on the part of some that.
Oh yeah, listen. Sure. Again, that was the campaign staff saying we're suspending actively campaigning in states because we don't have the money, but we're going to continue with the delegate process to bring our issues to the floor and continue the info war. Ron Paul has won by simply going forward. And so there's not any infighting going on in Campaign for Liberty. There's none of that going on. Some of the younger, not as sophisticated members of Ron Paul's staff get baited into this stuff. I don't. We're moving forward. We're winning. More people know about the New World Order. More people know about the Federal Reserve. The corporate media has been forced to cover this stuff.
Did Rand Paul get baited into a private meeting with Romney last week?
You know what? I've been so busy that I didn't know about that meeting. They had a meeting?
They did have a meeting, yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised, because let me tell you, they're looking at him for VP.
Rand Paul's going to be VP on somebody who wants, on the picket of somebody who wants to expand the size of the military.
Well, Rand has told me publicly, sure, Ron Paul has told me, Rand Paul has told me publicly.
It looks like
because,
we're back
because,
on.
Because he would never Rand Paul is just repeating, because we just blipped out for a minute on the radio. Rand Paul has told me on the air and also during a break that it would probably never happen because he's not going to compromise. Did he have a meeting with him that you're just now telling me about? And so I'm believing you. I'm sure discussing that or something along those lines. I wouldn't be against Rand Paul being in there if he could say whatever he wanted and do whatever he wanted and talk about the New World Order. But, no, that's why Rand Paul says that it's probably not going to happen.
And I just pulled it up. Meeting with Rand Paul, Mitt Romney tries to tame tempest. And that's out of ABC News. I'm going to bring my laptop
over here. Guys, are we on air still?
Okay, you're back, Jones. You're back. It glitched for a second. It looks like it's glitching. We're going to go to break. There is something out there. I guess we'll go ahead and post that. Meeting with Rand Paul, Romney tries to tame tempest. Senator Rand Paul is seen at a rally in Acme, Iowa. That Mitt Romney speaks at a CPAC gathering. I don't know. I'm going to look into this, and I'll report that after the break. You are at the front lines of tyranny. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. We're protesting the Bilderberg Group.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew sitting in for Alex while he is at Chantilly, Virginia at the Westfields Marriott protesting the cockroaches and global mafia that is the Bilderberg Group. He was being questioned by a mainstream media reporter about the possibility of a Romney-Rand Paul ticket for VP. And apparently they had a meeting on the 23rd of May, lasted about 30 minutes. It was a closed-door meeting. So who knows? Maybe that could happen. I personally don't think that Rand Paul is going to be muzzled. He is definitely too outspoken on too many issues that Romney favors, which is mainly wars, more wars of aggression, going after other people's minerals and oil, stuff like that. So I don't think that's going to be a reality. I think maybe he's just testing the waters, maybe to try to calm people down. As soon as we get that feedback up and it sounds good, we'll go back to him, back to Alex Jones in Virginia. He's leading the protest, and it's a movement with no leader. Everybody out there is a leader. Everybody out there is taking action. Alex Jones just happens to have built his own media empire with his own two hands and with the help of listeners from around the world. We're not sponsored by NBC, MSNBC, Lockheed Martin. All right, we're going to bring Alex in right now and see what he's got to say.
Okay, Alex is not on here. Okay, Alex, here. We are back up. All right, Alex is meeting in his defense. Alex, we're back up. You can talk now.
Okay.
Hey, Alex, who are you talking to? What media outfit was that guy from?
It was Salon. It was just wedge issue after wedge issue.
Yeah, totally.
Paul.
I'm trendy.
Thank you. And there's like big wedges going on and all this stuff. And I'm just like, whatever. Liberty's the future.
Yeah, he doesn't understand that. He's too busy growing his beard. Yeah, the other guy was from The Guardian. So what else is going on right now?
Is the Associated Press still here? Because I got to see the Associated Press.
We must see the press pass.
That is just amazing that the Associated Press was out here.
Does he have a press pass, Alex?
Does he have a press pass is the question. Hey, what? Are you hanging in there? Hi, brother.
Hey, so I don't know if you heard. I'm just informing you, Alex. It seems like on the 23rd that Rand Paul and Romney had a closed-door meeting for about 30 minutes. It doesn't say. I assume it was face-to-face. It doesn't say if it was. But that's about it.
Probably means face-to-face.
Nothing really else on that.
Can I sit here for 5 minutes? Oh, anyways, we broadcasting live right now.
We're live, Alex. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
No, it's just hard to broadcast out here because people are, all the great Patriots are trying to shake my hand and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to jump in anytime we have some new articles out.
The salon guy, and never got to talk to the Associated Press. Washington Post was out here earlier. This is a big win for Liberty, folks. This is a big win. I mean, they have made fun of us for so long saying this didn't even exist. Can you imagine how bad this is hurting these people? And then notice they're still even attacking Ron Paul. Salon was making fun of me last week about Bilderberg like it didn't exist and calling me the hero journalist. And now they're out here and it's just attack Ron Paul, attack Ron Paul. That's what the editor obviously told them. Get in there, cover it, drive wedges in the movement. Because Bilderbergs in there are so angry about Ron Paul. And I'm told that article's going mega viral with a two-minute video of Jim Tucker with his inside source with Bilderberg saying they want Ron Paul dead. That's big news at Infowars.com. What do you make of that, Rob?
I think that is great news that, you know, we're affecting them that much, that the movement is affecting them, that there's so many Ron Paul supporters out there who want freedom, who want liberty, and it's getting in their face. And that's what's working. And we're going to be right back. We're going to break again. We've got some new articles up. I'll tell you about when we get back from the break. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. I'm Rob Dew sitting in, and we got Alex live in Chantilly, Virginia, confronting the Bilderberg Group. This is amazing.
It's Infowars.com. We're fearless and double tough. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're out here with several hundred people protesting, a lot more than yesterday. I know this is going to be about 300 or so. More people are arriving. The police are now a mile away trying to stop people, but there's some side streets where you can get dropped off or brought by a shuttle from your hotel. Don't try to stay at the Hyatt. The police marched in front of us and said, you don't take people anywhere from this hotel. You are living in North Korea. We've seen them arresting people for any reason they can. And we've also seen them just writing tickets of people that even pull over in parking lanes to let people out. It's unprecedented. Now, we're joined by Kevin Dina of WorldNet Daily. Is that right?
Deanna.
Hey, man, I knew you. I met you the other day. You're awesome. I've seen your videos, but I'm brain dead today. Kevin's here with us from WorldNet Daily, and now I'm calling WorldNet Daily something else. I'm getting tired doing this. And Michael Thompson, hey, I can't mess that up, marketing coordinator. And, of course, you write for him and do a bunch of other stuff. And so I'm going to use my headset as just a mic for both of you because our other mic's not working. I mean, this is cutting-edge media coverage that you guys are doing at WND.com, cutting-edge we're doing over at Infowars.com. You know, you guys have been as big as, say, something like the Washington Times Online or bigger for years. You have all your print editions, one of the biggest independent publishers in the country now. And so I've got to say, even before the Drudge Report was covering it, and he helped break it all, you know, the dam in the last 5 years, WorldNet Daily has been covering Bilderberg and sending correspondents around. What is it like now to see the Washington Times covering it? Now the Washington Post here today, the Associated Press, the London Guardian. The dam is breaking. We were talking over at your office just the other night, Kevin, and you were very astute when you said, you know, they're going to be forced to cover it, and then they're going to make jokes about it, and that's not going to hold water. So, Kevin, I'm going to hand the mic to you. I'm not going to sit here and even try to interview because there's one mic. I want you to just take your time breaking down your observations, what you've seen, and then hand it over to your other associate, Michael, there. Here you go, my friend.
All right. Well, I think as we talked about yesterday, it's a game changer on a couple different levels. One, the fact that they actually have to have this discussion. This is the discussion that they can't win. I mean, the first thing that they have to do is try to ignore it and then mock it. But now that they actually have to discuss it on the merits, this is something that when people find out about it, instinctively, they know something's wrong. All these hundreds of people who are here are coming from very diverse ideological backgrounds, just talking to different people. But everybody here knows something is deeply wrong about what's going on in there. And everybody is here coming well out of their way to drive here to protest for that very reason. So this is a game changer. The second thing that's happening, I think, is that you're seeing the mask of repression. It's showing a lot more. The fact that the security is becoming a lot more intensified. The fact that you're actually seeing arrests today. The fact that they're pulling people over who are just driving by. Some people who don't even really know what's going on. The fact that you see people who are honking and then like the cops will like pull them over like down the road. I mean, this is all something genuinely new, and this is also something genuinely frightening. So that's why this is becoming a legitimate story, and that's why more and more people are becoming interested in it. Michael, you want...
By the way, it's got to be about 400 people now, 500. It's a lot bigger than I thought. Now that I'm standing out here, there's about, 250 yards of just solid people. There's more on the other side, more coming. They're not stopping people coming here. And I've been told the backlash of them trying to keep us from getting here, that people all over the country are coming now. What do you make of that? And then...
Well, it's remarkable because, one, this isn't a very convenient location. I mean, it's not like there's parking nearby or that it's easy to get here. People are getting dropped off from a long ways away and then walking over. I think this kind of builds my point. Once they open up this debate, it's a bad thing because people see it. They become interested.
That's why they
start showing up. Right. And once now that they actually have to argue against it, that's something they really can't win, just by the fact that they have to argue against it.
Absolutely, and Michael Thompson.
Well, I guess the only thing I would add is that right now one of the top movies in the world is The Avengers. Who's all seen The Avengers? Oh, yeah. Everyone's seen it? Did anybody wonder why the American government wasn't in that? It was some shadowy organization that overheld the S.H.I.E.L.D. Anybody notice that? Alex, we were talking about that at
No, it's
at our
like
office.
NATO, and yeah. Now the U.N. and NATO say they run our military treasonously. The... SecDef gets up there and tells Congress, no, we might come to you, but the UN gives the orders. Obama says it, and that's what all the movies and children's shows, it's all shadowy global groups.
Yeah.
It's like Cobra runs things. Basically, Cobra took America over. Go ahead.
Well, and on that point, yes, Cobra.
You gotta go with it, man.
I gotta go with it. The main point is the United States military refused to work with the Avengers film because they couldn't figure out who exactly is S.H.I.E.L.D. working for. And this is, and the military work with Battleship. I mean, that Rihanna film. And they're not working with the Avengers. The point is, that film brought a lot of the aspects that, Alex talks about. Alex is doing such a great job. And I know he appreciates all you guys coming here and all that he's doing.
Keep going. Just get that mic close.
Okay. I know that a lot of people over the years have laughed at the type of things that, that are being discussed here, that you guys are coming out to report on. The facts remain on our side. I'll say that without a doubt. The facts remain on our side. And as more and more people are becoming aware and realizing what's transpiring behind closed doors, you're going to start seeing more and more people want to join this group.
Yeah, and I think what's really important to remember now, and you're seeing this with the security, you're seeing this with the debate that's actually being happened, the mask is being ripped off. And now they're not even bothering to disguise it anymore. The agenda is there for all to see. And it's just a question of, at this point, whose side are you on?
Tell us about the reportage going on at WorldNet Daily.
Well, we were around here yesterday. I talked with Adam Kokesh, who some of you might know, and some other liberty activists. We talked with some of the protesters yesterday. We got some video of the interactions, shall we say, with the police and the security and everything else. And I think what's interesting about this is, I mean, now, yeah, you have the Associated Press coming and everything else, but... The only real reporting that's being done as far as telling what the actual story is, it's independent reporting, mostly web-based reporting. WND is proud to be a part of that, but it's frankly a lot of citizen journalism as well. And I think what's really changing here is more and more people, I mean, people say this all the time, it's almost become a cliche about how the mainstream media is being ignored, but now it's getting to the point where you have major stories that they literally will not cover, actively refuse to cover.
They won't even talk about Michelle Obama or where she's going on vacation.
More and more people are genuinely aware of this. I mean, you look at the comments and on any online news story or even a YouTube video or anything like that, you are really seeing this whole underground narrative that's spreading among the American people. This does represent something genuinely new and genuinely exciting.
I agree. You guys want to duck into the woods here?
Whatever.
Oh, really? They don't even let you duck into those now?
Find out.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, let's go over here.
To the woods!
Oh, hey, a tarp. Hey, a little water doesn't bother us, but sure, we're all getting under here. But, I mean, think about the magnitude of the fact that the system bet the farm on the fact that there's no shadow group. There's no foreign banks that want to take over. And now it's in The Economist magazine. We need technocrats that are unelected to run things. They have unelected bankers running most of the European countries now. Most of the laws are now. Thank you, guys. You're awesome. I don't mind some rain, but it'll short our equipment. All of this is happening, and the shroud is being pulled back.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, one thing I've noticed since yesterday is that they've moved the barricades. You can't even get up close to the entrance now. Tomorrow, you're expecting, what, 2,000 people? Couple thousand people.
Who knows? Most people say they can't come till Friday night or Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
They got jobs.
We got. We have.
Even with the right now for people who are just listening, it's thundering and lightning in a second. And now it's pouring rain, but there are still easily double the people who were here yesterday.
That was about 250 yesterday. I got to say, conservatively, 500 and more are walking up all the time.
Right.
Get here, folks. Be part of history.
And here's the thing to remember, especially just looking at the headlines. What's going on in Europe is kind of the model for what is being planned for the United States. Right now, people in Europe can discuss openly. People in Britain talk about this all the time. The fact that most of their laws are not made by
83%. 83%.
Right. And what you're seeing in what you saw in Greece with the reaction of the voters there and the reaction of voters in other places is this kind of furious populist reaction to the idea that they're not even in charge of their own financial destiny anymore. Yep. And that debate is coming here, and it's a debate that can't be pushed away. And to show that this isn't a conspiracy theory, this is just the simple facts, you just got to glance at the headlines of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times about what's going on there, or The Economist for that matter.
This is a great parable of life. All the patriots come together, and in seconds, we have a giant umbrella for everybody. Folks are awesome.
Yeah.
And and it's going up by our heat like a hot air balloon. Yeah.
I got to say, the crowd here, this has the atmosphere of a college football tailgate. It's exciting. I mean, this is history, as you said, Alex. And
everybody coming together. It's not about left or right. It's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about controlling our own destiny and not being slaves.
Yeah.
It's about 1776.
I think Alex popularized a phrase, and it's something that needs to be said again and again and again. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and never forget that.
And that's why they're afraid. They are afraid. Listen, I got this from our source. They just said, yeah, I heard them cussing Ron Paul, and they get real mad when they come through and get bullhorned. They, you know, the Bilderbergs are just kind of, oh, that's Ron Paul people, because they understand. That's folks that are awake, anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, you know, patriots, old line, like constitutionalists. But Tucker's source, and Tucker's always impeccable, said they were yesterday, seconds after we bullhorned, like a minute after, they were yelling and going, I want Ron Paul and all his people on a plane, and I want to have a Muslim extremist blow it up. I mean, that shows how upset Bilderberg is. They are angry. What do you say to that?
One is tempted to remind people of Larry McDonald and say, look, maybe
they were talking about that just the other day. That's why I brought it up. Tell folks about Larry McDonald.
Well, for those of you...
By the way, skip the break.
For those of you guys who don't know, Larry McDonald was a former head of the John Birch Society, a Democratic congressman out of the South. I believe, and he was the man who I believe Ron Paul said was his political role model when he got started.
Yeah, the real one, not even Barry Goldwater.
He was from Cobb County, Georgia, which at that point was, it used to be the most conservative place in America, which Newt Gingrich ended up taking his seat.
No, it wasn't Gingrich. But
the point is, he was like...
Cut it in half, but go ahead. Tell the story.
Well, the main point is the American Conservative Union rated him to this day still one of the top conservative voting congressmen, though he was a Democrat. And in 1983, he was going to a event down in South Korea to commemorate the end of the Korean War with Jesse Helms and Orrin Hatch. And they were on a plane, a connecting flight in Alaska. For some reason, Senator Hatch and Senator Helms get off and take a later flight. Well, Congressman McDonald gets on the flight, and it shot down over Russian airspace. The initial media report stated that it landed safely on Sakhalin Islands. Day later, it turns out everyone's dead. There's no, they have no wreckage. They can't find anything. It's lost at sea.
Bilderberg likes to do it, and so now they're like, I want to put him and his supporters on a plane and claim a Muslim extremist blew it up.
They don't have the Soviet, they don't have the Soviet Union anymore, so now it'll be Muslim extremist.
I think that the, I think that, you know, when people talk about these kinds of things, even if they use this kind of rhetoric, I mean, this distrust of the establishment, this trust of the establishment of both parties, I mean, people's fear of dispossession economically, politically, you know, the control, the loss of control over their own lives. You see more and more of this every single day. And it is now getting to the point where people can no longer afford to be comfortable. Your jobs are being shipped overseas. Your jobs are being taken away from you. Your pensions are going to be taken away from you.
Our tax money pays to ship it overseas.
Right, right.
I mean, the people who rule you hate you. And you have to get that through your head. The people who rule you absolutely despise you. And they're very angry when they hear any kind of dissent whatsoever. And so I don't really put anything past them.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're talking about killing Ron Paul, folks. We could spin this as they're joking in there. They are in cussing fits. And the people working in there, because we got this directly from the lobby area, here are these world leaders just like really saying horrible things about Ron Paul and laughing about how they want to kill him and how they can do it. This should be investigated, but so should the Logan Act they're in there violating. Anything else you wanted to add about that?
No, I just want to say to everyone here, keep doing a great job. Keep fighting for the truth. That's all that matters in this world is fighting for the truth and fighting for your posterity. That's why back in 1776, our founding fathers signed that document that said they're fighting for their life, liberty, and their sacred honor. And it was for their posterity. And that's what we are, guys. So don't stop.
Absolutely. And go ahead.
The one thing I would say is, you know, people are talking about the Logan Act and all these other laws that they're breaking and everything else. It's remarkable about how overt that it now is. It's remarkable how they're not even bothering to conceal anything anymore. And I think if you can take one thing away from all of this is the fact that the mask is off. The agenda is there for all to see. There's no disguising it anymore. And so the only question is, what are you going to do about it?
I agree with you. And by the way, I'm going to talk to the network real quick. Great job, guys. WMD.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Here with my crew, with the great folks. Ooh, that audio's neat. You can hear the water pitter-patting on top. Rob Dew, how's everything going there at Command Center Austin?
It is sounding great, Alex. It's great that you're there with WorldNet Daily and others that are exposing this. That was a great piece on Larry McDonald and his history. I am now searching AP news feeds, all of their feeds, to see if they are reporting on Bilderberg. I have yet to see anything yet, but we do have some articles. Pravda did a pretty good article on you. They mentioned you and RT and others that are there. The Guardian's Charlie Skelton are doing their best to report on the situation.
Pravda for truth when it was always the opposite of truth. And then, we do have Salon. We do have the Washington Post was out here. London Guardian's been doing actually a pretty good job. So a lot of coverage of Bilderberg. They are not happy, but we'll see what happens with the Washington Post and AP.
Yeah, this is great because this is all we have to do. Just keep exposing it. Keep putting it on. We are about to go to break. We do have Aaron Dykes's... Okay.
Yeah, we skipped our break, guys.
All right, we are skipping it.
Aaron
Dykes' article on Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia, is up. You can read about that with some how the former chess champion is now going to be, it seems like he's going to be king-made here at Bilderberg. There's also an article about Mitch Daniels from the Journal Gazette. And written by Nikki Kelly out of the Journal Gazette. Daniels among Secret Forum's
right.
VIP attendees. Governor Mitch Daniels is on a short list of well-connected individuals attending the super-secret Bilderberg meeting in Virginia. So it is getting out there. It continues. The shadowy group of small, flexible, informal, and off-the-record international forum in which different viewpoints can be expressed and mutual understanding enhanced, according to its website. And if you saw earlier watching the video, Alex, there's a quick rainstorm and they all gotten under some plastic to keep the equipment from getting wet. And going
Absolutely.
On this article,
we're
it says
good now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Alex.
No, just continue reporting as we skip that break.
Okay.
And then we're going to continue on down here. I cannot stress to people enough, I want you to get into that article about Kasparov, one of the only Russians ever to be here who publicly is trying to overthrow Russia. And again, I'm an American. I'm not going to give up my liberty to a bunch of foreign bankers because they try to scare me with the Russian threat. I'm not saying Russia is a great land of liberty either, but I don't live there. I want the globalists out of my country. I'm tired of the neocons and stuff going, oh, you're not worried about China or Russia. Hey, you know something? In many respects, Russia's freer than this country is now. But I want to go back to the old America where we had more freedoms just 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, I'll take the freedom of pre-9/11 any day. And I'm sick of the banksters using fake foreign threats and groups that they're working with in many levels to menace this country. So I want you to get into that. I'm good, sir. Thank you. Again... A lot of scatterbrain reporting here. Not only am I not on a teleprompter, I am out here in the rain talking to so many people. There are so many great people out here. This is so, so exciting. Sir, thank you for the flask, but People are handing me things as I walk, and it's getting to the point where I'm thank you, sir, where I'm unable to.
You're going to be overburdened.
Like a pack on my back. Yes, I'm getting overburdened right now. Anyways, I'm all over the map here. I'm going to regroup and continue here, cover a few articles, and we're going to go back down to the point in the fence where we're able to bullhorn and get in the face of the globalists. There's one area of the fence that they have blacked out because that's the weak point we found 4 years ago when the head of the CFR came out and got in our face, Richard N. Haas, because you're only about 35, 40 feet from their big conference room, and we absolutely ruined their event by doing that. And we're going to be here for the next few days. And I say turn the heat up now because them using the cops to intimidate people. I want everybody to get here to drive around at night honking. I want everybody to get here and to march around at night with bullhorns. I want everybody, and I want to do this now, I want to post the phone number of the hotel, and I want everybody to call the hotel. In fact, I meant to do this in the morning. And I'll just give this trick out now because I've been so busy I haven't done it. You just call up, you know, on your iPhone or your globalist tracker chip pad with another camera filming it, and you ask for David Rockefeller's room. I mean, you know he's staying there as a guest. You ask for everybody on the list number, and you just call their numbers, and you'll get them on the phone, and then you can get that out to everybody. I mean, this is what we're doing. And again, there's some folks down here who intelligently know that this is the spot, and we are here telling them, come out with your hands up. So it's extremely exciting, very, very exciting what's happening. So, dude, I'm going to let you take us out to break. I'm going to regroup, and I'm going to come back out. But again, this Ron Paul death threat by the Bilderbergs at Infowars.com is important, and that needs to go mega viral. Get that article out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv to everybody. And we'll also do some live streaming this evening from out here on the road in Virginia. But Rob, do take it out to break, and I'll come back about 6-7 minutes into the next segment, and I appreciate the great job you and the crew are doing.
All right. First off, I want to give out the phone number to the Westfields Marriott listed on their website, 703-818-0300. That's 703-818-0300. Go ahead and give them a call. Ask for some of your buddies, you know, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Mitch Daniels, Garry Kasparov, even the Russian chess champ, John Kerr, member of the House of Lords, John Kerry, senator from Massachusetts. They're all there now. They're all meeting in secret. They're violating the Logan Act, at least those from the U.S. I want to continue on this article real quick. Daniels among secret forums VIP attendees. And it says, while two other Washington, D.C. events, the unveiling of W's portrait at the White House and a visit to the National Press Club to talk on road funding were listed on the public schedule released by Daniel's office, there was no mention of Bilderberg. Nothing, not a zip. Okay. Press Secretary Jan Janowski confirmed Daniels will participate in a panel discussion today and then leave. It wasn't on his public schedule because it's not a public event. She even said it's not a public event. Okay. There's the proof right there, people. These people are trying to do this all in secret. We're going to be back with a bunch more articles. I'm going to cover Aaron Dykes's, Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia. We're checkmating the globalists right now in Chantilly. Get down there, bring an umbrella, bring a poncho. It's Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly 3.0. Don't miss out because it's there. It's happening right now. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew, sitting in for Alex. He's out on the front lines. He's right now being the tip of the spear in this battle against good versus evil, against the global tyrants that are in control. And you could be there too. You can get in your car, you can get on a train, you can get on a plane and be there. You can go to Chantilly, Virginia. We just had up over the break, we had the phone number, 703-818-0300. Let's give them a call. Let's talk to the hotel staff there. Let's ask them for some numbers. How about connect me to David Rockefeller's room? He needed me to call him. I'm delivering some chocolates, whatever. Any excuse to get these people on the phone. John Huntsman's there, the former presidential candidate, Richard Gephardt, Austin Goolsbee, he's a Skull and Bones member, Donald Graham, CEO of the Washington Post, Vernon Jordan, the man who brought Bill Clinton to the Bilderberg Group, where they didn't discuss NAFTA, to Bill Clinton's knowledge, Garry Kasparov, the former chess champion. And speaking of Garry Kasparov, we have an article written by Heron Dykes, who's on the ground there shooting video. He managed to find some time to write this great article. Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia. And that went up just this morning on Infowars.com. I pulled it off of PrisonPlanet.com. There it is right there. Garry Kasparov, Bilderberg hopes to checkmate Russia. And so it's asking, you know, why do you think they would bring Kasparov in there? He's obviously a puppet. Later on down, it says, following Kasparov's arrest after protesting back in 2007, Vladimir Putin, the target of the protest, the writer observed in an interview with Time magazine, why did Mr. Kasparov, when arrested, speak out in English rather than Russian? When a politician works the crowd of other nations rather than the Russian nation, it tells you something. Clearly, Kasparov spoke English for the same reason he toured American media outlets in the name of his cause, because he is quietly backed by little else than the U.S. policy interests. He is backing from within the Russian population is minimal. So there you go. He's being groomed to be one of the next leaders of Russia to go against Vladimir Putin. We saw a few years ago, Dick Cheney tried to institute an invasion of Russia going through, I believe it was Georgia. And a lot of people were saying, Russians are invading Georgia. I remember when that came out. That was crazy. People don't know their geography because we've been dumbed down by our public school system by design. By design. It's not done on accident. Okay, the reason they change up these new strategies, but the same strategy is dog training. It's to get you to obey. It's to get you to stand in line. It's to get you to follow orders. It's to get you to see that there are superiors and there are underlings. Are we going back live to Alex? Okay, just let me know. Also, out of Pravda, Bilderberg meeting 2012, everyone not invited. Near Washington, D.C., the Bilderberg meeting started Thursday, May 31st at Chantilly, Virginia, USA at the Marriott Hotel and will end June 3rd. Peasants like you and me are not allowed in that hotel. A concerned citizen booked a room way in advance but was later kicked out from the Marriott Hotel in this video. And then it says the mainstream media avoids, but only a few brave souls like Abby Martin from RT, Alex Jones from Infowars.com, and The Guardian's Charlie Skelton are doing their best to report on the situation. Make sure you check their websites and videos for the latest news on the Bilderberg meeting. And it goes on about who they are, who they work for. That's a pretty good article that we'll probably post soon on our website. We're also going over the Mitch Daniels Among Secret Forums VIP attendees, and his press secretary actually said to the reporter who called, it wasn't on his public schedule because it's not a public event. Here's the quote. I'm going up to it right there. No, leave it right there. Go back to that. It's very important. Alex, we can just take your audio. I think we have Alex Jones on audio. We're about to go back to. Anyway, his Daniels press secretary, Jan Janowski, confirmed Daniels will participate in a panel discussion today and leave. It wasn't on his public schedule because it's not a public event, okay? That is the way they treat you. They want to keep it in the dark. They want to keep you in the dark while they continue to pull the strings, to make kings, to break kings, to influence foreign and domestic policy. All right, I believe we are about to go back to Alex Jones. All right, here we go. To Alex.
Again, total experimental media as we blow Bilderberg and the shadow criminal offshore government, the usurpers, the invaders, the foreign enemies that have hijacked our country, that are telling us the UN and NATO run our military, that are telling us that they'll secretly arrest us and disappear us. This is the ultra-massive magnitude off the charts. But I just started noticing something all around this hotel in Chantilly. The police have engaged in crimes, and if I had the time, I would definitely try to prosecute them. The problem is we've got a tyranny, so they've got corrupt people above them. But I'm going to go to the police station and file a formal complaint about this. We have video of them going in and pulling over the shuttle lady and basically just saying, don't drive anywhere around it. then acting like they just said, you go to legal areas. And I said, what are legal areas? And he said, I'm not going to tell you, basically. Here it is. This is the shuttle and bus and also taxi pickup here at the hotel, and it's on different sides of the hotel. And I have seen them pull people over right here where this is a drop-off point. We built these roads. We supposedly own this country. And look at that. I mean, that is worse than the type of stuff we've seen at other demonstrations. That's like telling black people, get at the back of the bus. I mean, look at this, Rob Jacobson. I just realized I've seen buses and stuff pull up here. This is where taxis come. This...
supposed to be able to stop, and they've got pull-ins down there for buses and cabs, and they tell cabs they can't stop while they violate federal law out there. Look at this. Give folks a live stream of that. Fairfax Connector right there. Look at that. Look at that. 703. Keep showing. 703-339-7200. The Fairfax Connector. You got buses. You've got everybody stopping here. This is just incredible. All right, again, I can hear Dew in my ear. Dew, are you on the air? And we're still just figuring all this out here.
I'm here, Alex. Boy, it is sounding loud out there.
Oh, yeah, it is crazy. We got a lot better microphone.
There we go. That sounded a lot better.
This is unbelievable.
Man, that is amazing. We need more people, I think, to just drop people off there and get it on camera that, hey, I was just dropping my friend off at the spot where it tells me.
There's a bus stop. There's a pickup spot. Of course, there's workers that get dropped off out here at the hotel. And the police are ticketing people criminally because they've been ordered to. This is outrageous.
We need to make documents of that.
I love the fact that there are people bullhorning 24-7 over here at a spot where we're only 40 feet or so away from their big event.
Now, that's the way it has to be. That's
Everybody's doing their sirens. Let the Bilderberg group know we're coming. Total psych warfare against them. Yeah, New World Order, we're coming for you. Yeah, New World Order, we're coming for you. Genius. Genius. Give me my bullhorn. Come here. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this right now.
Come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands up, Bilderberg. You are committing crimes. Bilderberg Group, we know you're violating the Logan Act and doing insider trading inside. We know you're a criminal eugenics group. Bilderberg, we know you're engaged in criminal activities. Bilderberg Group, David Rockefeller, heads of the private Federal Reserve, the Marine Corps detail guarding you. What you're doing is illegal domesticated operations. You are involved in domestic operations. It is illegal. Cease and desist your criminal activities. Cease and desist your criminal activities. Cease and desist your criminal activities. New World Order, the American people are coming for you. This is our country. We know what you're doing. By the order of the citizens outside the Westfield Marriott, this is...
That's the sound of freedom, people, right there. So if you just tuned in,
we're coming for you.
They've got their sirens on, and they are blasting the conference center. They're about 30 to 40 feet away from the fence line.
We need to come out here and do that at night. By the order of the American people. By the order of the American people, we are aware of your criminal activities. Here, hold that, Richard. I'll be good. By order of the United States Constitution and the powers vested under common law of free humans, your system of parasitic slave control is over. We put you on notice, criminals! We are not your property! We are aware of your criminal activities!
I love it. I love the multi-sirens. We're turning their tools of oppression right back on them. It's our own sound cannon. The people's sound cannon is going off right now in Chantilly. And you can be a part of it. We're putting the address and phone number up. Give them a call if you can't get over there. Give them a call and ask for one of the attendees. We have the list posted on our website.
The answer to 1984 is exactly what our forefathers did to the imperial powers who are still in charge of the world. Attention by the orders.
Yeah.
This is
bad
awesome.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the Patriots come for you? Yeah, your new world order. Militarize the police. We'll take America back, and you know what happens next.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that's not interfering any of their meetings right now. I hope they're able to eat lunch and move on with their conference, you know? They're only planning our lives right now. They're only planning this stuff behind closed doors. They're only picking the vice president right now. And they're probably picking the president.
We are aware of your criminal activity, scum. Bilderbergs!
This is just too much.
Come out with your hands up! Bilderberg scum! We know you're in there engaged in criminal activity! Come out with your hands up! David Rockefeller, you murdering criminal!
Attention!
I got an idea. Let's show the video of
outside the Westfield Marriott Hotel. We have ruled this an unlawful assembly. If you don't come out with your hands up immediately, we will use less lethal munition. Thank you.
This is a criminal gathering. You are on notice by the people of the United States to get the hell out of our country, criminals! Yeah!
How uncivilized. Oh, this is great. This is what it's all about. Peaceful protesting against the cockroach tyrants that are lording over you this very moment. And if you can't get out there, make a phone call, spread the word, visit one of our sponsors, go to the InfoWars shop, buy a t-shirt. That helps support us. That helps keep our people there fueled up with batteries. You know, because it takes a lot of batteries to run this stuff. Takes a lot to get people there. People are there on their own dime. Support other organizations that are out there. Spread the word. The more people that wake up about this, the better off we're going to be in the long run. The longer we'll be able to stop them.
What do you make of this? Hey, buddy, how you doing?
So Alex Jones is on site right now with Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, and Richard Reeves. Go ahead, Alex.
No, I can't hear, dude.
Alex, go ahead. Can you hear me?
They just want me to go.
You're live,
right,
Alex.
Well, this has been some wild radio. We're going to have more live feeds tonight, 7 o'clock. We're going to have more live feeds Saturday and Sunday and Monday and right back to Austin on Wednesday. This has just been unbelievable. I'm completely exhausted. This is just an incredible time to be around all these amazing patriots. Folks, wherever you are around the country, be part of history. Get here right now. This is so amazing what's going on. Richard, you've been listening to the show. I mean, how amazing is all this audio? People playing sirens and saying, come out with your hands up, knowing we're only about 40 feet away from where they're meeting in there. I mean, give people a wide shot of this, Richard. People are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com. We have free streams right now of all this happening. We just lost our stream, but we're going to go back up right now. Again, worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting at InfoWars.com, XM166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates. And I can announce to you that more than even in Switzerland yesterday with all the great people and my team, if that was a devastating blow, this is a crushing blow. We are blasting the living daylights out of the New World Order right now. We are turning their little police state tools back against them. The American people are here identifying the real enemy. They want us to only look at their puppet front men. The beginning of the end for the New World Order has begun, and I want to salute everybody that is out here right now. Rob Dew, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Alex. I don't know if you can hear me, but we are catching everything you're saying. That is an amazing bit of protesting going on, blazing
well,
the sirens at them,
my friend.
Letting the cockroaches know that we know that they're in there.
All right, well, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you for a little while. Great job, dude. Again, nightly news tonight. Tell us what's coming up on that.
You know, I don't even know. I've been in here so long. McBreen's picking out the show. Of course, we're going to be covering Bilderberg. We'd like to get one of you guys on for a quick pop-in interview, if y'all can do it at some point. Well, if not, fantastic. We'll definitely start the show off.
Your name's Shepard, right? You're with the IntelHub.com. Come on over here.
Absolutely.
Hey, you've been taking some amazing photos that are up on your site. We've been linking over to those at InfoWars.com. What do you make of this insanity we've been witnessing here?
Well, I actually feel like, Alex, like these globalists are feeding off of this. I think some of them are actually sick, and they kind of actually get off on this type of turnout. But you know what? I think ultimately we'll push them back because...
Yeah, but it's not about the globalists. It's about the public learning about the spiders.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, some other alternative media group today went into a local news station. They said, hey, why aren't you guys covering it? They got it on film. We're going to post it later. You guys can probably pick it up. But they went in, questioned them, and they said, hey, it's just not important enough. There's other things going on locally. This Bilderberg conference...
There's 10 people protesting Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. So nothing's going to...
Well, it's like that MSNBC guy said, if I don't know about it, it isn't important. Those are canned answers. They know they've got their jobs because they're whores. But I'm telling you, this is a big victory.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate everything InfoWars.com has done for humanity, and I salute...
Well, I appreciate you, too. Hey, did you get Kissinger a photo of him?
We got him on video.
Incredible. When is that? Is that up now?
I'll give it to you. It'll be out later.
Good. Well, let's get it out now. I want to put it on the nightly news and link over to Intel.
I'll have Berman's put it up now.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we'll get all that up at InfoWars.com.
Put it up and send me the link.
They're doing a superlative job as well. We're just out here blasting in the InfoWar one way and the other. InfoWars Nightly News tonight is going to have amazing boil downs. We never even got to the We Are Change video that's on their YouTube. We're going to have some on the nightly news.
We'll play those tonight, Alex.
With globalists like Ted Turner admitting he wants to exterminate down to 2 billion. Lord Rothschild really freaking out. I mean, it's happening. Resistance is happening everywhere. We're going to win this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to all of you taking action. And again, you still got time to get eastbound and down and get your hind in to Virginia right now because the system does not want you to be here.
Because we're going to do what they say can't be done, Alex.
The sleeping giant that is humanity is getting together and waking up and taking action. Rob Dude, take us out to break, and we'll come back in the next segment. But this is wild.
We're going to break. It's InfoWars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show, and we're live in Chantilly, Virginia. Bilderberg 2012. Be there.
Today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv is where you can get all the information. Right now, Alex Jones is leading the charge into Chantilly, Virginia for Bilderberg 2012. And we are kicking the globalist hind in. If you were with us last segment, you could hear the cacophony of different sirens on those bullhorns all in unison blasting the conference room, which is just a mere 40 feet away. I'm sure they were interrupting meetings while people were having their tea and discussing how they're going to kill the whole population of other peasants out there. Meanwhile, Dinosaur Media is barely reporting it. And what's a result of that? Well, the Independent's reporting the cable news nightmare, CNN and Piers Morgan in audience crisis. Many saw CNN's average audience fall to 388,000. That is a pittance, people. That is so lame. With a mere 100,000 adults in the 25 to 54 age bracket, and it goes on to each of theirs. It also talks about Fox going down a little bit. MSNBC is falling, declining by around 20%. Fox is down 10%. It's because people are waking up. That's because people are waking up. All right, Alex is going live. Go ahead, Alex. We can hear you.
Well, dude, I just want to say, and I mean it, you've done a really good job. So is the crew here with all of this reporting. And here live on the radio and all the video streams, we're going to continue with intermittent video streams that will be up in the right-hand corner of InfoWars.com. We are going to continue with a 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock show tonight. You guys do the news first, and then we'll come on after that from down here. But I am calling for people just to pull up, bullhorn them, honk at them, 3 a.m., doesn't matter. These people are scum, and let them know that we're aware of them, and let the corporate whore media know that we're aware of the fact that they've been covering this up, because we've got to expose. These are the people imploding the world economy just like we said, out of Europe, then to Asia, back to the U.S., to implode it and then pose as the saviors. They plan on bringing us into a depression we never come out of. It's us or them. These are the people impoverishing the planet by design, screwing up societies so they can't ever get on their knees. What's been done in areas of Asia, Latin America, and Africa, the globalists admit they've helped do, and they now want to do it in Europe, in the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They give you a $1.1 million fine in Australia and will then arrest you if you criticize the carbon tax. That is in their papers. That is like the Soviet. That is like the Soviet Union. That's just a delivery truck.
All the organic food,
because they certainly don't eat GMO. All these globalists are obsessed with not eating the GMO.
They might ship in their prostitutes that way, too.
Truck. We don't eat what we feed the slaves. Oh, my gosh. Oh, look, they're in their Jeep. They're tough. I'm going to hit them. Hit them with a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Here comes another one. Oh, he went right through it. Didn't even stop.
That guy's one of the tough guy boyfriends. Oh, look at that punk. You serve the U.N. You serve the U.N. That's one of the Marine diplomatic people. That's definitely one of the boyfriends of Rockefeller. I'm serious. Did you see that guy? I mean, these military guys, they love working for the U.N. and treason. They love it. I mean, he looked at me and shook his head like... That punk just looked at me. They got all these Marines in there. They had him 4 years ago flipping us off wearing clown masks. Did you get him on video? And I want that posted. Whoever's got photos of that, put it on Twitter. And these guys, the Marines are violating posse comitatus, and they look at us and shake their heads like we're the bad ones. Imagine how screwed up their brain is. There's Americans protesting foreigners taking over our country, paying to ship our jobs overseas, who openly are setting up a world government, and they look at you and go, and the guy looked at me and went, just like, pathetic.
That's how scum operates, Alex. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, The Alex Jones Show.
Unbelievable. Get it out. Come here. Be here now.